It is Tuesday, August 8, 2017. This is regular commissioners' court. We are on the second floor Brooks County Courthouse. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. This is an open meeting. Okay, let us begin with roll call.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Imelda Barrera, Brooks County Judge, along with the county auditor's office on both ends, and also county clerk's office. At this time, I will be taking public comments. This is open to the public with limits as indicated above. Anyone for public comments? Okay, let's move right along. That is line item one. Line item two, this is a regular agenda. Approve a regular and special commissioners court meetings from July 11, 2017, July 20th, 2017, and July 27, 2017. Any questions? Any questions? No corrections?
No,
all right.
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion here.
Motion by Olivares and Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item three, approve of bills and claims.
All right, you also have bills in front of you. Nothing out of ordinary, but I want to pay, direct your attention to page number four. Under Jaime's AC and refrigeration, this last building cycle, we had a lot of air conditioning units that went down beyond our control. And I can believe that's what the company that maybe, I believe it was the one at the EMS and the one at KPOM.
Yes.
Right. So those two, and that's why we had to get a new one at the EMS. And so this happens in every summer. So that's why that particular vendor had so much money. So I'd also like to direct your attention to the very last page, page 7. We'll notice that the total bills of the fund 12, $53,900.02, Road Bridge, $4,127.01, the airport, $470.90, and juvenile, $1,275. For a total of $58,510.68.
Any questions?
No, sir.
Any questions? Anyone else? No questions. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion
by Vargas. Second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item five, approve auditor's monthly report.
You should also have that in front of you. We had $19,032.87 for our health, use, and sales tax. We'll let you know that that does not even cover our health, our ambulance bill. See the comparison for June, May, April, March. Our new employees was Linda Carlisle, EPS Secretary, hiring 76. We had Sarge Bazan, jailer resigned on 714. Noe Tantu, W. Traffic Division, resigned on 717. Jose Torres, jailer, resigned on 715. And Anthony Flores, jailer, terminated on 713. That's all.
Any questions?
No.
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved, thank you. Line item four, approved treasurer's monthly report. It's incomplete. So let's go ahead and, when do you think you'll have that, so we can either... Okay, let's pass on this, no action. Line item six, approved, county foreman's monthly report.
It's the same day in the business. I do want to talk about the brush crew. They did an outstanding job this past July. There's 64 total county roads. That's pretty good. And also the shredders, we have four shredders going. They did 56 county roads, plus the landfill, airport, and local parks. So they're doing pretty good. Outstanding, I guess. And we are giving them some more breaks to take. It's very hot outside.
Absolutely.
So, I tell them I take too long, take 10 minutes or whatever, but they got to take a break out there. It's too hot. I don't know what's going to happen to them. Every day we're telling them to take breaks, drink plenty of water, watch out for snakes, because there's snakes out there also coming up. But other than that, it's everything's same thing. Yeah.
What's the total county road, sir?
That we have?
Uh-huh.
I think it's about 200 or 180 something.
180 something.
Yeah.
Any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares and Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item seven, approved tax assessor collector's chief deputy's monthly report.
Morning. Okay, I'm going to start off with the tax report first. This is the disbursements for the month of July 2017. Our total county road and bridge ad valorem tax is $26,677.72. Our farm to market remittance is $2,652.46. Our attorney's fees for the month of July was $5,110. We had an interest of $18.62. We had an NSSE charge of $30 for a total county remittance of $29,330.18. Second report is our percentage collection on the current tax year. And right now we're at 93.57%. Next report is going to be the motor vehicle report for the month of July. And our Monday registration for the month of July was $21,970.46. Our title for the month of July was $225 for a total remittance of $22,195.46. Any questions?
No.
Any questions?
No.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
Well, you're good.
Motion by Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, ma'am. Line item eight, approved monthly reports submitted by Brooks County, JP 1-4, and also library report. Any JP? You want to come up?
This
district court is for the month of July. Okay, we held two courts, and after driver safety course, we dismissed four, dismissed after deferred disposition seven, dismissed after proof of financial responsibility one, and we had one piece one hearing, magistrations eight, bail bond conditions, we set three, inquests conducted were two, arrest warrants issued were six, and our total revenue collected for this month was $151,237.02. Thank you for the personnel, and thank you for everything.
Thank you very much. JP3.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Our revenue for July was $57,815.92. Tickets from highway patrols were 36, from CDE 32, code enforcement 23, sheriff's office 54, driver safety force 5, deferred disposition 8, and magistrate 6. For a total revenue collected $58,665.92.
Thank you.
Thank you. Were you all able to review JP 1 and 4?
Yes.
Yes? Any questions?
No.
No, ma'am.
No? Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza. Second?
Second.
Second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 9, discuss and approve interlocal agreement for 911 public safety answering point services. Someone here? Hola. Okay. It says councils of government, COG, regional planning commissioners are required to execute a contract for 911 services, 911 services, with Commission on State Emergency Communications every 2 years in order to continue providing emergency communications in the region of Texas. This happens every 2 years at the start of a new, the beginning. At the time, the Coastal Bend COG has to execute such an agreement before the end of August, on or before August 31st, 2015. I have to certify that the COG has interlocal agreements executed with 18 local governments in order to receive continuing funding for the 911 program in the region. In the contracts of 911 service between CSEC and COG, which is COG, and RPC, there is an Article 4 that requires an interlocal agreement between COG and a local government entity operating a public safety answering point. This requirement began in summer 2009 and has been in place every 2 years. This is the same agreement that was executed 2 years ago with different dates inserted. The COG has been supporting 911 services in the region since the early 1900s. I have signed and closed two copies of the interlocal agreement for E911 public answering safety answering point services between the local government and the COG. The agreement has not changed other than the period of time during which it is in effect. The agreement includes a minimum requirements to remain compliant with existing laws governing 911 services in the region. Please sign both documents. Keep them for your records. I'm going to pass it along. If y'all want to see it. Or...
Nothing changed. Everything's the same.
It's the agreement.
Right?
Yes. We're going to approve and she's going to sign for 2 years. It's every 2 years. And we'll come back.
No need? Okay. With that being said, do I have a motion to approve the interlocal agreement?
Motion.
Motion by Garza. Second?
Second.
Second by Olivares and Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Let's move along to line item 12. Discuss, consider, and approve hiring Raul Hernandez and Company, PC, to perform the annual audit of Brooks County, Texas for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2017. Mr. Hernandez, hello.
Good morning, Judge.
Good morning.
I brought with me the two workforces that really produced the audit, my daughter-in-law, Amy Hernandez, and my son, Rudy Hernandez. Amy is part owner of the firm, and she has been that for many years, and she earned that position. It certainly helped that she gave me three wonderful grandkids, that she's earned the position as partner. As part of the audit this year, just so you'll understand, the fee will remain the same. And not because it remains the same consistently doesn't mean we don't do extra work or we do less work. Every 3 years, we undergo a peer review. The state board requires that other CPAs come into our office and audit our audits. And there are three types of opinions they issue. There's a fail, there's a pass with deficiencies, and there's a pass. Well, we earned a pass, which means they audited some of our audits. They found the audits to be in compliance without any deficiencies. And we got a confirmation from the state board. So we're proud to announce that we passed without any comments that needed improvements to the way we perform our audits. Over the years that we've done your audits, we have consistently provided tech support to the county auditor's department. And we've always done this at no additional charge. And we do this so at the end of the year, the audit is efficient and the audit adjustments are minimal. And I think the county auditor will agree that the audit adjustments that we do provide year to year are minimal. There is a new GASB pronouncement that affects your disclosure on your pension. You had this in 2016, well, they've added another GASB pronouncement, so another GASB disclosure. You might remember you are required to report your respective share of retirement liability. That was done in 2016. Again, it will be done in 2017. And is that something we as your auditors, we provide the entry and we provide that in the audit report. Any questions?
No, sir.
Just for the record, the audit fee is $28,000. And as always, it includes the audit of the juvenile probation.
Any questions?
Auditor, what do you think?
I recommend that we continue using them. They do a great job. You know, the state board says that's it. Can't defy that.
Right.
No further questions?
No.
Anyone else? All right, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Hiring Mr. Raul Hernandez.
Right.
Motion by Garza, second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Excuse me, Judge.
Yes.
I think I dated that wrong right there, the one you're signing. Does that say August 7th?
That says.
Right there at the bottom.
August 3rd.
Can I change that?
Sure can. Right there. Line item 13, discuss, consider, and approve hiring of Hernandez and Company, PC, to perform the annual audit of Brooks County, Texas Sheriff's Forfeiture Funds for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2017.
Thank you, Judge. I think previously we sent this engagement to yourself, and
yes.
We also sent it to the sheriff, and it appears that the sheriff has already signed this. We audit the forfeiture funds, state and federal forfeitures for Claiborne County, Jim Rose County. We do the district attorneys, we do the sheriffs for the other counties. In all the other counties, the sheriffs have undertaken responsibility by signing this engagement letter. Your sheriff has done that as well. However, you have it as an agenda item. If certainly you want to just ratify that, or you yourself, Judge, want to sign your name, you know, to
that's
the
fine.
Side,
his
that's
name is
you.
As good as gold.
Yeah, over the years, Amy really has worked closely with his office, specifically with the Department of Justice. The requirement nowadays is that the forfeiture report be submitted online, so a portal has been created. A portal has been created where it's signed, submitted online. And again, Amy has undertaken that responsibility. When the Department of Justice has a question, they always call our office first, in spite of us telling them we're not part of administration. But they just find it easier to call us. When they call us, we'll pick up the phone and call Maggie, and she'll relay the information to the sheriff. So I know recently he had some problems with the Department of Justice. That got cleared up. We continue to work closely with his assistant. So, like I said, he's already signed the contract.
Any questions?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Vargas, second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Line item 14, discuss and approve the GEO group to have access to and make repairs to the current sewer lift station located on Brooks County property located at 801 County Road 201. Warden, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Ed Madison, may be representing GEO group.
Good morning, Judge Pineda. Good morning. Commissioners, thank you. I'm Edward Maddox. I'm an attorney from Laredo. I'm here for GEO with Gordon Alemán. He knows what's going on the ground, but I'm here to help him.
And just making sure I've got my processes. Rice and Doyle are asking for access to gate lift space, the current lift station as it is right now. A little bit of history. Hope you all are aware where we sit. The original 48 track, LCS, the previous operators, built the prison and the sheriff's department and turned back and sold a five-acre tract to Brooks County to operate the jail and sheriff's department. On that five-acre tract sits the lift station, which services us and the sheriff's department, and that's been giving us multiple problems over the years. I've probably spent anywhere between $20,000 to $40,000 a year on that lift station alone. We've been fixing it for so long without any hesitation from anybody. Of course, nobody wants to pay, so we use the majority of it to pay for it, get it fixed. However, it's requiring extensive amount of reconstruction, possibly removal, and some refurbishing of it. So when we went to bid it out to get fixed, they need to make sure that we have access to it, because it's not our property. It's not this county property. So that's why we've got this strategy to make sure that we present something to you all that you can sign over access to. So we just want access right now to be able to repair or reconstruct it.
That's right. Warden Alemán is obviously here, and he's here working with Sheriff Martinez. And the way the structure sits, the sheriff's department is tied in to the sewer system. And I know the sheriff wants the sewer system to work. And the way the system is set up, I think that the idea is that GEO, or whoever the operator, the detention center, will provide that service to the sheriff and the county for the offices and the jail in exchange for the easement for the actual sewer system as it's existed for the last 15 years. Basically, there's been a connection, a push pumping station running the connection all the way down to the main line down along the side of County Road 201. And so really that we just want to formalize that agreement that GEO will provide that service for the county and the sheriff's office as long as we have access and the ability to maintain that utility condition. It's obviously very, as a county, most expensive to run sewer lines and maintain them, and so we have an access agreement and an easement that we propose to the county to cover that usage.
Great.
Any questions?
No.
It's not costing us any money, is it?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
And the objective is to keep it that way so long as we have the access.
Yep. Right.
I motion.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you all.
Thank you. And I'm not going to submit the access agreement.
Okay.
And the easement proposal for it.
Do you have it with you? Or you can send it to me. Yeah, send it to me. All right. Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Line item 15, discuss, consider, and approve the University of Texas Medical Branch Galveston Indigent Health Contract. Mr. Science?
We missed the change. The change, we didn't do the change.
Morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
I got a call about a week ago from Galveston Hospital saying that they hadn't received a contract for this year for indigent care. Did we have to send clients to Galveston Hospital? So back in January it was sent, it wasn't sent back to them, so they're in the process of redrawing the contract. It's a yearly contract, we signed it the year before. So we'll sign it for this year, and then in January we'll have to sign it again for the following year. There is no change to the contract, it's just the preferred rate that they give us, and it's usually the Medicaid rate, what we pay now, so it's just something that's formality that we have to go through to have the contract come back.
Do you have the contract?
Is this
no, they contract? Haven't sent it to
oh, they
because
haven't.
They're
okay.
Having to redraft the contract.
Okay.
So this contract is every year we need to renew it, or?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll renew it for this year, and then in January we'll send us another one and we'll get it signed for the for 2018.
Okay. Judge.
Yes.
I'm having a lot of problems to hear where it stands in front of the podium. It just, I mean, I don't know if you guys realize that, but it's annoying because I can't even hear.
Is that better?
Yes.
Now. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Start from the beginning.
Okay. Two weeks ago, I got a call from Betty Davis, and she's the contract director for Galveston Hospital. Back in January, they sent us a contract to sign. Somewhere along the line, it didn't get signed and didn't get sent back to them. So they need a copy for this year. So they're going to send us a new contract. I have not received it as of yet. As soon as I get it, I'll bring it to the judge's office so that she can sign it, and then we'll send it back to them. This is a contract that we sign every year with Galveston Hospital to provide indigent health services. These are for the clients that, you know, I can think of two off the top of my head that require specialized surgery, but they give us a better rate than Christus facilities will. So we have that option to send them to them. Or we have an inmate that needs long-term care. They have facilities that they can take care of those inmates there. And we get it at a preferred rate, which is the Medicaid rate. That we currently pay now with our indigent health services. So she's going to, as soon as she sends me the contract, it's being revised in the legal department. I'll bring it to the judge's office for signature. There is no change from the rates from last year. And then in January, she's going to send us another one for 2018 to be signed. So it's a contract we sign every year with them.
Okay,
any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right, do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Vargas and Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you both.
Line item 16, discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,600 from temporary help from 501204578107 to office supplies 501204575000. Judge Johnny.
I had $4,110 in my temporary help. I believe y'all have a letter in front of you where I itemized how much was going to be left. I took the part-time wages and subtracted that from my $4,110, and it left, I believe, a total of $2,682, and then I wanted to take out $1,600 for supplies, which will leave $1,082. In my temporary fund. So that's going to be a surplus.
Any questions?
No.
All right. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, line item 17. Discuss and possibly approve going out for bids to hire a survey crew for the land on the south side of Valparaiso Village Apartments and the Brooks County land
that the sheriff's department is, has built on. Is that correct?
Yeah, Mr. Martinez had called me about that sheriff's department. I don't know if it was because of that lift station. No, it was something else.
Yeah.
Okay. We've been going back and forth with the Palfrey's Village Apartments, that they don't own part of that land, and in the, what we found, Mr. Overray and myself, that they do own a part of it, and that's what the appraisal district has said, so we don't know who owns what. So we want to find out what belongs to the three entities and what doesn't, so we don't go in there and cut something that's not ours.
Code enforcement, city code enforcement, Lamar Villarreal, had come to my office, and he said that, that land has been surveyed already. Come on up, Lamar, and let's, and there's a picture, I mean a map. It's not in color, but. Oh, there, he's got color.
Okay.
See, this is the one that.
As you can see, the property line of 118 feet right next to the village apartments, that was our concern. I had the manager from the village apartments come to my office, and she stated that that piece that belongs to, that 118 feet belongs to the city of Alforias, that that property supposed to have been donated from the McIntyres, okay? Right after the 118 feet, we got 150 feet that belongs to Mr. Roy Trevino, which is property ID number 5501. It's 150 by 200, along with that the property of that was donated to the city. Right next to the 150 feet of 5501 property ID number, there's only 50 feet that actually starts off 50 feet back to 200 feet, all the way back, as you can see the mapping of what I'm talking about. And then after the 50 feet, it's the residence of property ID number 5502, which that house is occupied right now as it is. It belongs back to Trevino. It's 150 by 100 feet. And then Mr. Trevino owns the 5500 property ID number, which is right behind it where the horses used to be kept at one time. So that from that 200 feet all the way back to the school belongs, it's lost in taxes. So it belongs to the three entities, which is the county, the school, and the city. So we got 50 feet to 200 feet between the Trevinos all the way to the back, which is a total of 634 feet of property that belongs to the three entities. And you can see on the map.
So it's going to be all this and all this?
Correct.
All right. I guess we can measure that ourselves. I just didn't want to cut what wasn't ours.
Yeah.
I forget we go up for a tree and somebody else.
If you want to head up there, we could just measure it more or less, you know, go with the property line. Yeah, we don't want to make no mistakes. You know, we just want to make sure we cross our T's, dot our I's, and not affect the Trevino's property, which is, like I said, 50, property number 5501, 5502, and 5500, which is, we know the 5502 and 5500 is right there because it's fenced off. Now, the 5501 is where it's kind of, you know,
I know
tricky.
I know there's a cement block right there.
I believe so, yes.
Hello.
So I think having all three entities somehow having an agreement, you know, we could have that area mowed, but we do need an agreement between all three entities because it belongs to all three of us.
Mr. Gabriel, how about if the three entities get together and send it to the school?
If there's an agreement, I'm sure we all could just share
and maintain
our
maintaining and take care of it if the city decides, you know, go that route in the school district.
Well, another way we somehow donate the property.
Or donate the property.
Donate the property.
That's what I'm saying.
But everybody needs to be in that.
You
same
said
page.
It for a dollar because I know that we did part of it.
Sure.
For a dollar. I mean, I don't know if that's possible for us to, you know, get an agreement going with them, or...
Yeah, anything's possible, because it's lost in taxes.
Yeah.
So if all three entities agree to it, it's even better. That way we can have it maintained. Not a complaint, sir, about the high grass.
Yeah. Maybe we can get with the county attorney, and then you guys get with your attorney, and then the city does the same thing, and we can get, you know, get this thing going. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
So now we're clear on what land belongs to?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now we do.
All right.
We're the same page.
Okay, so how about that sheriff's department?
Let's...
Put that up for bid?
Yeah. Let's do the survey anyway, the sheriff.
All right. I don't know what that entails.
What? I'm sorry. I didn't...
¿Qué cosa?
And what? I'm sorry.
Mr. Martinez called me and asked me... For that survey crew for the sheriff's department, I don't know what it's for, but he said to put it on there.
It belongs to it belongs to us. What are we talking about?
No, no, we're talking two different things.
Okay.
We talked about the center.
Okay.
That Lamar just came in
okay.
with the presentation. Now we're talking about the sheriff's department to do a survey because GEO are saying that they own so much property out there into the back. And,
uh-huh.
and I know that the sheriff had a concern with that because if they want to build something, we make sure that it belongs to the county, not to GO. So I'd rather do the survey now to make sure that it's within the rights if we decide to build something up there one day.
To the back, Judge.
Okay. Wouldn't that be in the deed? The deeds that were, you know, given to... The deeds that are on file that say so much land belongs to this property and so much land belongs to that.
Well,
we have...
I know the county clerk tried to do that, but it's too much, Judge.
Because whenever the county got the land, they bought it from Mrs. Hauser. Uh-huh. I think it was 189 cents an acre. And then they sold a certain amount to LCS. And then...
We should do it and see.
On somebody else's land without their permission.
We're in the right easement and boundaries. And
so then there's two different items here.
Yes.
Bid for the land over there by the village department, that's already been established.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
The land that belongs to the Brooks County Sheriff's Department, that needs a survey.
Yes. Okay. Correct, Judge.
All right. So do I have a motion to approve to hire a surveyor? Do we know how much?
Well, I was going to go out for bids, but since that was already done, it's going to be for this.
So I need a motion to approve to go out for bids for a survey on the land for the sheriff's department slash DEO. Do you have a motion for that?
Aye, Judge.
Okay, motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares and Garza. All in favor for that one particular?
Is that going to be put in the paper? Or are we going to do that?
Do you have a motion to approve? All in favor? I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. There we go.
Get the sheriff then. Put in the paper.
Martinez and... Yes. Mm-hmm. Line item 18. Discuss the Senate Act on approving the certification of... Want to come up ready? 2016? Excess debt collections and the 2017 anticipated collection rate. Ms. Silva? Okay. I have two letters I'm going to submit to the court and also to the county clerk for it to be recorded in the minutes.
The certification of the 2017 anticipated collection rate is going to be at 100% collection. And our certification of the 2016 excess debt collections was $25,000. That is the max that we can go into excess debt by law. So that's the excess amount we had for 2016. Any questions?
No.
No questions?
No.
No. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez and Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion approved. Okay. Under 19?
What's the next one? I'm sorry.
Sorry.
What's 18?
18.
What's the
that
line
was 18, right?
No, was that 18? Okay, what's 19?
The certified total of rate. You want to wait on that?
We can, if you want. If you want to go back to it, unless you want to do it now.
We can do it right now.
I can't
hear. Line item 19. Discuss, consider, and act on accepting certified total appraised, assessed, and taxable values of all property and total taxable of new property in Brooks County as certified by the Brooks County Appraisal District, the governing body, 1A, 2A, and 2017 planning calendar.
Okay, I gave everybody a packet this morning, and this is pursuant to 26.04 of the property tax code, and I'm submitting the total taxable value of new property in Brooks County as certified by the appraisal district, and also the 2017 effective and rollback tax rates. Also, the appraisals are in our office, so they need to be viewed. Also, I'm submitting the summary, governing body summary 1A, the 2017 property tax rates in Brooks County notice, and also the 2017 planning calendar. Once you all decide to agree on what you all are going to propose on the tax rate, we need to follow that calendar. Also, this is the first year I've decided to go ahead and give you all a copy of the top 10 taxpayers, so that way you know who they are. It's a single sheet. So that's our top 10 taxpayers. That's where the majority of our money comes from. So that's there. And then also we updated, or I updated the, there's another sheet, it looks like this. This is the steps to adopt the tax rate. And I went back and did some changes in our software system. So I know when we came back to court the last time on our special meeting, we had said that the taxpayers on a $100,000 home would save $62.16, and that's changed. They will be saving $182.65 with the 4%, raise of 4 pennies. So that's what it would be.
How much, Terry?
$182.65 on a $100,000 home.
Questions?
Any questions?
And that's with the 4 cents?
Yes.
$100,000 home.
Any questions? Not this time? Okay. You have a motion to approve.
And how much money, people that are under the 100,000, how much would they save?
Hold on. I'm not sure because the worksheets in the system don't show beneath the $100,000 home, but it would. I'm sure it would be a lot more than the $182. Mm-hmm. Owns a $100,000 home, so maybe more, I'm sure.
Let's go maybe under 200,000.
I'm sorry?
Maybe under 200,000 home. Is there some here in file? I know the rancher's got about $1 million, $2 million.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions?
How much did it pay a year?
I'm sorry?
How much is it going to pay a year?
Well, that's just what the taxpayers would save if they owned a $100,000 home. But of course, we won't know until the tax rates are adopted. So, but that would be for the county portion. That's what they'd be saving.
That's a good word. Any other questions?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion. second. Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Line item 21. Discuss, consider, and approve designating and approving the Brooks County Hospital to be used as an emergency shelter during disasters. I put this on the agenda because, you know, that that hospital has been...
condemned?
No, it's never been condemned.
Oh, never?
Never, no. Never, never. So it's still usable.
That's why it was okay for
I just think that we just
done.
Need to give it some TLC and now we can't bring it back from to what it once was, but we can bring it. That sounds like a song, right? But we can bring it back to life. Instead of just it sitting there, you know, look, it's an eyesore. I think we should do something with it. It still has, you know, it's got water, it's got gas. It's, it has never been condemned. I think you established that back in when we were going through the elections, right? That we couldn't use that building because it was condemned, but it has never been condemned.
I've looked into it and it's never been condemned.
Yes.
I know my, when we had a discussion reference, when we had a, Bobby and Landa at the hospital, we brought it to court and you stated that it was condemned.
No, I didn't say it was condemned. I said it was not feasible for them to be there every day at 8 hours a day because of the conditions, because we serve the public and there are certain plumbing issues with that, and that's what I said. But this would be for emergencies only in case of disasters. Yes, but we can work on fixing a lot of things that need to be fixed.
Because when we're looking for during the elections,
Ms.
Garcia had said we could not use that building because it was condemned. I went back and looked into it and found out that that building was never condemned. When the repairs were done, that I questioned why would the repairs be done if the building was condemned, then it was established that that building is not condemned. So it can be done for a shelter or maybe classes or something inside of the building because it's not a condemned building.
I know we spent about $5,000, right, Mr. Petroli?
Yeah, my understanding, when we went through all that ordeal, was that it was told to us that it was condemned.
Yeah.
I never once said it was condemned. I said it was not feasible for them to be there because it was not the best place for an individual that has been ill with certain conditions to be there all the time. When I did walk in, it did have a stench, which is not acceptable to me. It should be acceptable to them, nor to the public that we service, because people sit there and, you know, wait to be given some type of services. It's not fair to them.
It's a hospital.
Well, yeah, it didn't smell like hospital at that time. But I think this is, if we improve it, you know, with minimal, I'm sure that we can get around to doing it. All I want is the approval of the court to do something with it instead of it just dying. That's, you know, and... No, I have not budgeted money for anything. No. No. Yes, well, this is just for emergency purposes. We're not going to, no one's going to live there. No one's going to stay there to survive in case of an emergency, because we are very limited in resources as far as buildings that are capable of handling floods and strong winds. And that, I think, has weathered many storms, and it's still standing. I think it would be a good place to designate as an emergency shelter for the people of Brooks County.
I know, that's all I was going to ask.
What was that?
The school?
These are
we all
storage,
the schools.
So that we can get community service to go out there and work on it, start, you know, kind of doing some type of maintenance. Instead of it just sitting there doing nothing with it, I think we could do something with it.
We can rent
the
building.
It up.
We can rent it. Now that I found out it's not condemned,
we can start renting the building for revenue. Let's do that.
All I need is the court's approval to designate this as an emergency shelter. So the rest, I will handle it. You know, there's community service available. We've got maintenance. We have so many resources that we don't have to pay to do anything. That's been worked on over and over and over and over. Let's just improve it a little bit. It doesn't take much. I just need the okay from the court.
How much is a little bit, Judge?
I don't have cost. I don't have anything. I just want it. I just want the court to designate it. And it?
The gym.
Yes, but you know, we're still looking at. We're still looking at. Hey, when there's a storm, you know, they either evacuate, or where do you go? Where are you going to put 6,000 people? Let's say just 6,000 roughly. People from Encino, we need. Encino doesn't have a designated area. The area where they do, however, that area is very small. There's a lot of people in Encino. We need to have some type of backup plan. It'll be temporary, maybe 2-3 days before. I'm just talking about storms. Yes. And so does everywhere. And
too much.
The school. And
yeah.
I mean, we're not going to put 6,000 people in there either. You know, not everybody is going to go to a shelter. Some of them evacuate. Yeah, just something as a backup, something other than what we have. To pick up people.
Well, the good part is it doesn't flood like the school.
Exactly.
The good part. The hospital right now, I mean, we were in it for a while. I've been in that building for many years. Over the years, because of all the vendors that we've had in there, they've basically taken and they've thrown things all over the place. In the kitchen, in the back, if you've been in there, it's just wall-to-wall empty boxes, stuff that needs to get thrown away and put away, sorted through. I think there's still medical records in there that we need to figure out what we're going to do with those. It's a fire hazard. The word condemned came, if you all remember, a couple of years ago, we had some cleaning crews out there, and there was a chemical spill, and we had to bring in the hazmat crew from the valley. And that's where they started talking about possibly condemning the building. I don't know if it was or was not. But it needs to be, if you're going to use it as a staging area for bed-bound patients, that would be the ideal place. It's easy to get into. It's not in a flood zone. It can be, you know, just temporary shelter, like the judge said, just to store them till we can get our buses in here to get those people out. We're doing the same thing within up in Encino. We're trying to get into some local agreements with one of the landowners over there. It's just as a staging area where we can tell the people, okay, if we're going to evacuate, this is where you need to go, this is where you need to be, this is where we're going to pick you up. Right. It's just part of the pre-planning in case we have to go that way.
So that building would be accessible to bedbound?
If we fixed it, I mean, you have all the rooms there and everything, and they're big enough that you could put one or two, you know, bedbound patients in there. You know, that's why we need the count on the 211 side of the house so that we know how much resources we need to call into the city if the judge calls for an evacuation of certain land. But then again, you have those people like every, you know, those of you that went through Beulah many years ago, I remember they were telling them, get out, get out, get out. They wouldn't get out. And then all of a sudden the water's in their house and they're yelling for people to get in, to get them out. And well, you can't have access to them, so that's where the pre-planning comes into place. So we could just put them there, and we could tell our 211 buses that are coming in, okay, this is, we're going to 1400 South St. Mary's, that's the address, it's GPS. They go, they pick up the patients, and we're out the door with them. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And it's nothing that we cannot handle.
I mean, in reference to the floors here in the, at the county courthouse, for years, there was no shine. It took one interested individual, one county official that said, you know what, he walks in, this floors need to look better, and that's the sheriff. He brought in his crew on a Saturday, and look how beautiful the floors. If y'all haven't seen the floors, look at the floors, and that's what I'm talking about. It's trying to designate something for, do something for the people of Brooks County so that we can have backup plans. We won't be scrambling. You know, it just takes one dedicated individual to say something, you know, and do it. Well, I'm asking for approval.
Judge, I don't think we have any problems to approve this line item. It's just how much it's going to cost us for the repairs. That's the only thing I need for you to say. You know what? I know that we're working the budget. Maybe we can add some monies to the budget under maintenance or under repairs, building and repairs. I'm not. You need to let us know what's your plan.
For right now, all I want is for it to be designated. That's it.
Okay.
The rest,
no problem.
When I figure out how much it's going to cost, then of course I'll bring that back. But I don't anticipate any type of, you know, any type of money being used for that. I'm sure that there's a certain way we can get around that. Maybe donations. I don't know, but I'm sure that it can be done.
Okay.
Yes. That's right. I just need an approval on designating this as an emergency shelter.
Motion, Judge.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 22. Discuss, consider, and approve Brooks County Treasurer Payroll Department to establish direct deposit for Brooks County employees. I've been asked this many times by a lot of employees.
Okay, we've been discussing this item with Mr. Petroli and Katie and myself for several months. So it's probably, we're coordinating currently with the banks.
Good.
And with Lance from the computer guy, and we're trying to get a system going to have direct deposits. So we anticipate maybe in a couple of months we'll have something in the works.
So we're August, by October?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
By when?
October?
Well, that's what we're shooting for. We're going to do a couple of test runs, I think, right, August.
Well, that's better than a no.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we've...
That's what I'm saying. Well, you know...
This is something we have to move forward.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
But, you know, we've discussed it off and on for the last couple of years, and I guess perhaps right now is the perfect time to implement this system and get it going and make it more efficient. I know some people... We'll have to get adjusted. Some people don't have accounts, bank accounts, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's always those cards. You know, there's many ways to go around that. You can still give them a. Okay, then you can give them a check. I'm sure that, you know.
They have a choice.
They have a choice.
Yeah.
Very easy.
But we were hoping to wait until we got our new software. But there's no way we can get software right now because we don't have
much. Yeah, the software was the issue at one time, so.
This is a very old software, but we'll do our best.
Okay, we'll check in 2 months with y'all.
So we will, I think we can report back to you in a couple of months.
We'll give you an update.
And if anything develops before that, we'll come before that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm all for it. I mean,
are you
just?
Are you?
Oh yeah, I'm for it all the way. I'm just getting it going, and but you know, we had other priorities going on.
Well, you know, we should be already there. Everyone needs their money by 8 o'clock in the morning because they work very hard. you know, for 2 weeks or whatever, every 15 days. It would relieve a lot of, like, let's go pick up the checks, you know, wait for the checks, you know.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been done like that for the last 50, 60 years.
I know. Okay, 50, 60 years is too long. We need to upgrade.
Sure,
yeah.
We have to move.
It's time. It's time. Everything else is electronic. Let's move on with time. So, do I have a motion to approve this line item?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you, guys.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's see. Line item 23. Is that the first one I go to? Okay. Discuss and approve to rescind motion made on September 20, 2013. Line item 4. Discuss and act to update the Brooks County Policy Manual to reflect changes from 36 hours to 24 hours per week maximum for all part-time and temporary employees.
I thought it was going to be 28 hours.
We need to rescind this. Rescind the one for 20 years. Yes, yes. We need to rescind this. That was done in 2013 so that we can.
Yes. Just for y'all's information, I met with the HR, uh-huh. and she stated to me to pass this for now until she's going to do more research on this and then bring it back this month to approve it. I'd like to table all these line items.
And
maybe she
and
can
24?
Bring why. Yes, okay. Explain to us why.
Okay. It's okay to rescind from the policy manual on 23, but on 24 it says discuss and approve temporary part-time. Temporary and part-time is two different things.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Temporary is an employee or someone you hire from a start to an end date. Part-time is classified as like the JP clerks that they have part-timers, that they're, you know, weekly, and they can work. If you're going to approve it, 28 hours. Temporary will just work like maybe a couple of months, a month or so. So that one needs to be, and they can work, a temporary can work 40 hours a week because you're only giving them a start and an end date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the part-timer can work only the 24 or the 28 hours. So we just need to correct this one, number 24.
So okay to rescind.
Well, we have to specify the difference between the temporary and, see, a temporary does not work 24 hours.
Okay.
Like I say, they can work 40 hours a week, but they're only going to be here on a temporary basis, like a month or so. That's it. Or 3 months.
They'll be getting part-time pay?
They'll get paid hourly, but they can work 40 hours. The part-timers are part-timers that are here daily or, you know, every week. Those are part-timers. Those are the ones that we let them work 24 hours right now. The other ones, you hire, let's say, Mr. Olivares, you want to hire somebody to do a project in Encino. You say, okay, it's only going to be for 2 weeks. That's temporary. And you can, and they can work their 40 hours at however much you want to pay them.
So then it's just,
so we just need to correct.
So it's just a change.
Just
of,
word it right.
Okay.
Yes.
Just a change of.
Mm-hmm.
Remove temporary?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because the okay. temporary is totally different from part-timers.
Okay, but that's the only correction.
Right.
Okay, so mm-hmm. we can just omit that in open
well, however court. Y'all want to do it.
I mean, we're here.
However y'all want to do it, as long as it's corrected.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go to line item 23 then.
Okay.
Discuss and approve to okay, I already read that. Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here, Judge.
Okay, motion by Martina. Second?
Second.
Second by Olivares and Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 24, correction. Discuss and approve the part-time hours to change from 24 hours to 28 hours each week in a position that is expected to last for a specific time, period of time, or until a project is completed but no longer than 12 months to become effective October 1st, 2017.
See, that's for temporary right there.
Okay. So I...
See where it says for a position that is expected to last for a specific
okay.
period
so
of time, that is for...
It should read, discuss and approve part-time hours change from 24 hours to 28 hours each week in a position that is expected to last for a specific period of time, or just 24 to 28 hours. Then we'll end it right there. So omit each, from each to 12 months, omit that. The line item should read, discuss and approve part-time hours to change from 24 to 28 hours to become effective
each week.
Each week to become effective October 1st, 2017. Correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Do you have a motion to approve?
Right.
Motion to approve also the correction on line item 24.
All right. Motion by Martinez, second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 25. Discuss an act to update the Brooks County policy to reflect changes of hours from 24 hours to 28 hours each week. Where to go? Motion to approve on this.
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. I'm missing something. And then we will take a break. Let me see. Line item 11. Discuss, consider, and approve annual contribution of $2,500 to the Loma Blanca Soil and Water Conservation District, number 11, number 328. And you will see the letter that's on there. I think we do this every year, correct? Okay. Any questions?
No.
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion. Right here.
Okay. Motion by Martinez, second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, line item 10, discuss, consider, and adopt resolution designating an engineering service provider for the 2017-2018 Texas CDBG Colonial Fund Construction Application and Project-Related Engineering Services. And this is a resolution of Brooks County, Texas, authorizing the award of professional service provider contract for the 2017-2018 Texas Community Development Block Grant Colonial Fund Construction Project.
Good morning, Betty Collier, Grant Works. It's good to see you guys again. We, at the instructions of the judge, after we were hired a couple of months ago, we went through an engineering RFQ under by her instructions, sent out emails to five designated engineers plus the add-in win the paper. I believe y'all received five proposals from engineers, that being from Hanson, which used to be Naismith, LNV, Cruz Hogan, Alpha Engineering out of Kingsville, and Sames Engineering out of the Valley. I don't know where Cruz Hogan's from. And the judge and I know the city manager have scored the engineering and your decision.
LNV.
LNV.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Okay. Very quickly, let me just update y'all real quick. We have your 2014 grant that has been completed is in the hands of TCEQ for approval. If they don't get their approval done by September the 10th, we won't be eligible for y'all to apply for anything.
And that's
under the Colonial Fund.
Over here, correct? The one?
The sanitary easement for the water wells.
Okay. We are, we have a little situation where one individual has not signed an easement, given authority, of course, to Grant Works to complete the project. Without that signature, because they're going through some issues, you know, that may well mean that the county will have to pay that grant back if we don't get that signature. So every day for the last
three, four weeks,
we have been working very hard on trying to obtain that signature. We have contacted everyone. The situation is they're going through a legal separation. And, you know, when you have a legal separation, well, you know, separate property and, the other one, community property.
Community property.
Takes, you know, all that wonderful legal stuff. But hopefully, I'm hoping that this week, after explaining it to their attorney, hopefully we can get that signed. I don't know.
As y'all know, the easement goes with the land. It does not go for the people, with the people. So whoever owns it, it really doesn't matter. Once we get it signed, the easement's there forever and ever.
Right.
And it's just a matter of getting that signed and getting them to just, them to sit down and talk to their attorneys and get this all worked out. So that one is holding up everything. Everything else is at TCEQ, waiting on their approval, but they're not going to approve it until we get that signed.
Yes.
So
that's, yeah, they're being paid money. They just, it's because of their legal.
Because of the status of their separation.
Yeah, the three have been paid. That one individual that has not been paid. No, no, he doesn't want any more money. It's just that they're going.
No, it's nothing to do with the money. It's just getting their attorneys to do what needs to be.
They're going through a divorce, so that complicates.
Yeah, very
but
much.
I'm hoping that we can resolve this.
So right now we're holding our breath. We're going to move forward with identifying some projects, and
we're
at some point we're going to have to pull the plug. We'll either decide by the first, by the 1st of September, where we'll have to just say we're done.
Without that signature, we can move forward on all this, but
right.
We're just getting prepared just in case.
But we're going to keep
they actually
like we're going
signed.
To get it done.
Yeah. There's one owner, but yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah.
I will talk to y'all later about that. But
okay.
Anyway, thank you,
Matt. Thank you.
Do we do everything? Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and take an hour break. You ready? Are y'all cold?
It's going to get hot.
Once we start talking, we'll radiate some heat out there.
Right now, everybody's just waiting for 10 more minutes.
Yeah. Okay, it is 11:19, August 8th, Tuesday. Continuation of this morning's commissioner's report. Line item 26. Before I start, I know that Mr. Guayar had something to say real quick, and which is going to be really good. You want to come up real quick, Mr. Guayar?
Good afternoon, all of you.
Good afternoon,
Judge. Court. I got pretty excited a while ago when I, line item 21 about the hospital. And I said, it's terrific because that hospital has endured the test of time. It also has weathered many, many storms and has taken care of most of us here in Brooks County. And we all brought it up to make an emergency shelter. I said, terrific, because you were not thinking about money. You were thinking also about taking care of our people, our citizens, and safety is always first. And I've talked about that from the very beginning. Safety is at the top of the totem pole. Safety for our people. And I got excited. Yes, we need to repair it. The old can coexist with the new. The best example is this building. This building was in total disrepair. And look how beautiful it is. The old hospital, there will come a day when it's going to be a beautiful gem. And why? Because we're going to work at it. We're going to fix it together as a community. And I've got $500 here to donate to the account. You don't, still don't have an account for the restoration of the old hospital. When you do set the account for restoration, I'll give you the money. Because it's not going to go into general fund. Okay? Now, I challenge every single elected official. I challenge you to $500 to meet it. And you know what, ma'am? We're going to have money to start fixing that hospital. And it's going to look beautiful. And we're going to look into grants like it was done over here for the courthouse. We need to keep the old because it can coexist with the new. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is awesome. Once we get started, then I will go knock on your door. All right. Line item 26, discussion on the Brooks County budget for fiscal year 2017-2018 and other related budgetary items. Are we ready?
Did you bring a proposal?
No, I don't have a proposal. We're all here.
What happened?
Yeah.
What?
All right, let's start with Fund 13, get the other one out of the way and get done from us. Y'all should have in front of you a packet. Looks like this. There's like three of them. And you'll see it on the left-hand side of line item 13. And that's what you're looking for, line item 13. If you need help, I can show you.
Okay, got it.
Road and Bridge. Yep.
You got it?
Got it.
Road and Bridge.
Road and Bridge. All right. These are the changes that we get in the budget. So let's just go through them. Our beginning cash balance from last year, we had $550,000. We lowered that to $250,000. That's a $300 decrease. And that means that that money is set aside for reserve. All right, not to be used in this budget at all in case of emergency. And that's added to the other monies that we'll have at the end of the year. Taxes current, we went up because in our proposal, taxes well 4 cents. So we had $505,979.70, $650,000, that's a $144,000 increase. Taxes current from the market, you see that's a $78,000 increase. We got rid of the sale of iron and metal because that goes into our landfill department that we created. So that's why that's a decrease in revenue. And then you'll see a higher bill there. When you see the list of all the expenditures, what we do with them, decrease and increase, from the record, I think it went to the county clerk's office. But also we had part-time help at the very bottom, part-time help below, $10,000 is for office secretary, and $5,200 is for the Encino employee that works 10 hours a week. That was proposed to us by Commissioner Garza and Commissioner Martinez, one of their recommendations, of course, that gets the approval of the court. So we went from part-time $24,960 to $15,200, $10,000 for the office person in the office. So you're going to need someone in case the current secretary goes on vacation or something happens, we need someone. And then $5,200 for the person in the field. And this budget was a $1,500 raise across the board to all the employees, not the elected officials, which are the commissioners out of that budget, promoted Mr. Jose Azoka to assistant foreman with a salary of $35,000. And then it came up this idea that they have two mechanics over there. Because one of the issues that we're dealing with in this budget is to, we can't be using road bridge monies for non-road bridge purposes. All right? It's for road and bridges exclusively. So came up this idea, like, well, they have two mechanics and we don't want to hire one mechanic. So why not pay these two mechanics half their time out of road bridge, half their time out of general fund? So they're both road bridge employees and both general fund employees. And I said, well, when are they going to do road bridge stuff? It doesn't matter. They're doing it half their time. And they'll still be under the discretion of the foreman. So I think that's the way we can resolve that, and we can have our own mechanics doing general fund stuff and road bridge stuff. Because they're getting paid out of both funds. Thought that was a pretty good idea. So these are the changes we did for this proposal, this budget.
for the Roden Bridge. Of course, if we got all the landfill stuff, we put all the landfill, we'll talk about that a little bit, put all the landfill in their own fund and their own line items. So, court, good with that, or you want?
And the total budget for the landfill is how much?
The total budget for the landfill will be $386,668.
It's over there?
And that's already included in our proposed budget. Any questions on the road bridge? Are we happy with that, or y'all want changes in that, or?
I think that's good.
How does this court feel about the budget?
August, where's the increase of the, or the ending balance of 300 and some thousand? I'm trying to look for it.
That's another one.
Because I have the landfill.
Yeah, that's the landfill.
Right.
Go to the last page on that?
On the landfill.
Yeah, go to the second page, or the third page, or fourth page, or both of them. You see them under appropriation?
Okay, I got it.
386, 668.
Okay.
That's how much it's going to cost us to run the landfill.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Of course, none of that's coming from the road bridge.
Right. Okay.
So, any question? I mean, are we good on the road bridge? Forward or change?
For now, let's just continue, okay. And then we can go back and have a discussion.
Okay. So then the landfill, which is another one, looks like this, and it says line item 101. That's the fund we have for landfill 101. So we gave you a list of changes that we did. Of course, we have no revenue, so every revenue is an increase because we're creating a new department. So we had trash pickup. We talked about trash pickup in the rural areas. The judge came up with a good idea last time we met about, hey, why don't we just charge it? Instead of going and hire someone, why don't we just do it ourselves? And you know, get a new vehicle when our vehicle expires. So we're taking about $20 a month. We had how many people?
Was it
500. 561. So what I did is I took 560, I took 560 times by 20 times 12, and then I took a percent of that, like 78 or 80%. 78 or 80% of collections, because you're not going to collect 100%. Let's not go to 100% collections. So if we go a little bit lower, and we get more, it's better for us. So that's at 80% of the people wanting their garbage to be picked up. So that's $20 a month, once a week. The schedule doesn't change. Same schedule, same everything. And the revenue goes into this fund and stays in this fund, not the general. That's one of the revenue. So we're projecting $105,000 to come in. I think the full amount was $134,400, if I remember right. So we proposed $105,000. Then we have landfill charges. We're projecting. And this is at the state of mind that we continue collecting at landfill. We're projecting $30,000 to come in at the landfill through that. We have other entities. I know that it's kind of picking up because the border patrols are throwing their stuff in there and paying. So it's feasible. Depending on they'll be here for 2 years. And they're throwing their stuff somewhere. They're throwing it up. That's my understanding.
So this is $30,000 a year?
Yeah. Of revenue that we'll collect, that we're projecting. The sale of iron and metal, $6,000. And then we're going to have to transfer from the general fund,
$270,937.72.
August. I thought you could do that. Transfer
on the general fund. On the general, yeah. So landfill, yes.
Sir,
what?
So we can do it from the landfill. From the general to the landfill.
On the 4864, does it go up on the amount when they take that metal to Alice?
It's a variable rate.
Okay.
Depending on the actual amount they get charged. They sell it to someone else. So, you know, they're making a profit off of business. Sometimes it's, you know, 1 cent, 3 cents. I mean, it all depends on the rate. And I can't tell you.
Sure.
But we've been getting about $6,000 off of metal. And that's free because that's just people coming in and saying, this goes here in that department, and that might stay into the landfill. Right now, it's going to the road bridge because it's on the road bridge.
Right.
But next year, it goes on the landfill because it's landfill.
Okay.
Continue, sir.
Okay, I have a question. On the disposal of tires?
$1.
Okay, but when they get picked up here?
We pay.
Right, it's $4,000 or something like that?
You go to the third page? You'll say page two on top, but it's your third page.
Okay.
On the very bottom says tire disposal, $12,000. That's what we use, that's what we've been paying a year.
Okay.
Commissioner had an idea.
Okay. We pay for them to come pick them up. They come and they park, we load them in their trucks. Why can't we use our equipment and take them to where they need to be disposed of instead of paying that money? All it's going to cost us is gas and labor.
They go all over to San Antonio, right?
Over to Laredo?
Do they go to Laredo or San Antonio?
Laredo.
That's something we can look into.
Yes.
That's $12,000 at the end of the year.
I don't know how much would be offset, give you the analysis of how much it costs us. I'm not saying, if we're not going to say $12,000, we have to pay for personnel, for gas.
Right. But it would still be a savings.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know.
More than likely.
It's a good idea.
And also the mulching?
That goes under, equipment rental? Let me find it in here.
We pay for that too?
We pay for that.
Be necessary for mulching? Can't, when they transport the limbs to, doesn't the tractor go over it and compact it? I mean, is it really necessary to mulch?
You fit more if you mulch it.
Mm-hmm. And we can do that? Like, there's no way?
We can run out of space.
What about the ash? What about the ash?
We're going to have to haul off the ash and burn it.
But getting our own mulcher? We can't get our own mulcher to do that?
It's expensive.
I'm just saying. There's something.
So those prices are included in the landfill in this report.
She's got a question.
Doing they do it as of now, they load the the fee is to haul them, it's not to load them or anything like that. We still load them, they haul them, and they charge us for hauling. They don't charge us for loading. Our employees are doing the loading, so that's really
good idea, sir.
Maybe a
lot.
Yeah. So we increased the office supplies since we're going to be charged control areas, the collections will be done there at the landfill. So we increased the office supplies by $3,500 because we're going to be sending out statements and all that stuff, postage. And then we increased the gas and oil because, we have to use the truck to. We figured out it cost about $10,000 just to use gas and oil, just to use the truck. And then we added another $10,000 because we don't have to haul that stuff to Flavor County and vice versa. So that's why we increased it to $20,000. And the trash landfill fuel, that's $45,000, that was in Gordon Bridge. That's the fee we paid to send it to Flavor County. So we give Flavor County $45,000 a year by taking our garbage.
On gas and oil, at one time,
Did we not have fuel at the lamp at the
warehouse
at the road and bridge?
We still do.
We still do, but
we have never there in case of emergency. We have general tank.
But they fuel up at regular.
Yes. But the emergency people call them in. Like, you know, like 3 days in advance. I'm talking like a hurricane emergency.
Right.
So we're almost filled up.
So it wouldn't be a savings if they fueled up at the and kept getting fuel at the road and bridge?
No, because it's actually we figured out it's savings using the pump because it's a special price. Mm-hmm.
They have gas cards.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
Yeah, fleet card.
A fleet card, correct.
Good question. So that's the lack of budget. Any questions on that?
No, sir.
General fund. The big packet. The general fund, the this proposed budget right now has a tax increase of 4 cents. We're going to be using 350,000. I want you to understand that. We're going to be using 350,000 of our projected $1 million fund balance. At least it was 650,000. Right? If we get more than projected, that's great. But so that's 350 out of $1 million. We leave us 650,000 in reserve. That should operate us for about 2 months if no revenue comes in for taxes. We went up on our taxes and go through the 4 cent increase. We did decrease our taxes delinquent by 30 grand. It's kind of hard to project that, to determine that. So we're just going by what we're seeing this year. Same thing with county interest went down 10,000. And you can go through the rest of stuff and see that. A lot of the stuff we've already talked about, to be honest with you. I do want to talk about. I want to talk about the code enforcement fees and fines, 4328. This year we had budgeted in 450,000. We increased that to 550,000 because our projections at the end of the year is already at 500 something, that they'll meet the 600,000 threshold. So we're still, we budgeted 550, so this year they'll make more than 550,000, so that's safe. At least that's $50,000 cushion. We also, on the JPs, I know last time we talked, we raised the JPs revenue to 800,000, but that 800,000 is what they're gonna bring in this year. With the current staff they have this year. So the premise, the idea behind this, that I raised them up to 975, is, you know what, if they're getting additional secretaries, and I know that Judge Donnelly had told me, he goes, hey, if I get another secretary full time, we can do more work. So me and Ronnie, we allocated what it would cost us to get an additional secretary in JP3's office and JP1, and that came out to roughly $175,000. So we added that because I think that's only fair. They get additional secretary, they said they can do additional revenue. So that's why, that's the justification of that.
But I'm going to say, you need to invest your money in what's going to make you money. Yeah. That's what my grandfather used to tell me. Put your money where it's going to make you money.
And I know one thing too, the judges up. Me and Ronnie have been going about this for about 6 months, maybe a year already. Ticket writers.
Yeah.
That makes their job a lot easier. We talked about that, and I don't know where that stopped. I think it's an easy, efficient thing. We had a guy give us a box, and they used it for a week or 2 weeks, and it just stopped. It disappeared. So I would like to revisit that and bring that back. That would help them out because during a ticket writer, the tickets that the officers write go straight to the computer. And it's less stuff that they haven't actually had to input on, but they don't have a manual, it's really there. And it'll make it more efficient in collections.
They will save a lot of time, and they can concentrate on the
crazy. So I would like to continue pursuing that if it's at the, you know, and of course it's up to the law enforcement agencies, it's up to the sheriff's office. And I know he does that, he has it with, what's it called?
Cop scene.
Cop scene. Like to implement that in the traffic division, because you're actually going to do that. So maybe we can have these dialogues with the sheriff's office and let's see what we can do and go forward. If they want to, it's up to them. I just think it'll make it more efficient for the JPs, really. And if DPS do it, and it's more right to them, and it's way better.
Oh, yeah.
That's something we need to look at.
And it's going to cost us a little bit of money, not much, but it'll pay off big time in the end. Okay, that's why we increased those two to the degree because of that concept. And I think that's a fair concept. The rest are pretty much the same that we talked about last time we were here. By going on to the expenditures, we did decrease $200 from the client clerk. She said she would take $200 off, and she wants that back, whatever it may be. The other departments, of course, we had mechanics, full-time courthouse. We did talk about increasing JP1 secretary, giving her a secretary, taking JP3 part-time, making her full-time. We talked about, what else is here? Full-time, all the maintenance, petrol department, giving him a full-time employee. I talked to Tony Martinez and Commissioner Martinez and Commissioner Garza, and they said to give petrol two part-time employees. And we also asked about their salaries, because that was talked about, and they have maintenance supervisor to increase the maintenance supervisor by $2,500, and then increase the assistant by $2,657. That'll give the assistant $22,000 even. That was on the recommendation of the commissioners and myself. I went through it with them. We moved Bobby Signs from the Fund 31 to General Fund. Because we noticed in my report, we've got $19,000 in health use and sales tax, and our monthly bill for MS is $20,833. We added a part-time person to the Treasury Department, to the Treasury. The idea behind that was that we can't rely on Erica because if something happens, we need someone there to do. No one knows how to do Erica's job. No one. No one in my office knows how to do her job. Katie doesn't know how to do that. I'm not trying to be mean or disrespectful. But if something happens to Erica, we need someone. So we need to train someone, because that's a very valuable part. I'm serious. How are we going to do that? Because we cannot receive. She does so much. She receives and she gets grants and she gets money, everything.
What about the elected official? Does he know? Do you know? I mean, why pay someone part-time when we have an elected official that should be, you know. What I'm saying is, you as the elected official, okay.
And I do what I can. I am the official, and there's a position that the CLS does, and somebody...
Why can't you, since you know it, you know, and she's not there, whenever she's not there, whenever she...
Well, I'm not going to be here forever.
Well, but for right now, you're there.
We need to prepare somebody for the long term.
Well,
if the CLS is there for
the just year, because you're not going to be there doesn't mean that the other ones are going to be there. Someone needs to learn it other than hiring someone else to do it so it can keep going, someone that's going to be there. We're all elected officials. We need to learn our job. I'm not saying you don't know it, but it's like me saying, well, I need another part-timer because I got to, just in case, you know, Chaya's not there, somebody else needs to take over. And it's understandable. Everyone has a job.
The financial office, and that's where everything is funneled through the auditors and the
And people should be cross-trained. People should be cross-trained. Everyone should know, you know, exactly what they're doing. I don't see a need. So we're training for the future. Okay.
I want to clarify that the reason that I do not know Erica's job, I don't know off the top. Because, I mean, I have my own full-time job. And last year, if you remember, y'all threw the HR on me. I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not complaining. But I want y'all to understand what the reason is that I cannot take the time to learn her job. That's the reason. And I'm not asking.
And that's where it starts. It's not much to ask for, but it's something.
Can I finish?
Hold on.
Mr. Garcia,
do you want?
Okay,
go ahead.
I just want to, the very last page, if you go to the budget, I have one last thing. You'll notice here that the last thing that I can tell you all in this budget is that there is a, based on the consensus of two commissioners, there is a 5% increase to all employees in this budget. So we have a balance of revenues over expenditures of $102,000, and that would, on this page, that would cover it if you decide to get 5%. That's all that.
Just for the money. We talked about the self-insured plan, and I know we can't do it right now, but with the increased value and the drop in the calculated tax rate, just to equalize the calculated tax rate gives you the opportunity to put some monies in this budget as a fund that you could use for your self-insured. I know you're not going to be self-insured. I understand that. But you can put an amount in this budget so that you could start working towards getting that reserve for next year, advertise it at the proper time. With that reserve, what it will do, it will bring down the cost of stopgap insurance, the catastrophe insurance. You know that even with self-insured, we pay an insurance company to cover bills that are over so much, over our reserve. The bigger our reserve, the less that insurance costs. And if you put some money in this budget, and it's not going to really affect the taxpayers, they're not going to get as big a break as they would have gotten, but they're not going to pay more. And I think that's really what the families are looking at. Are we actually going to pay more out of our budget? And then, of course, that also gives you the second opportunity of putting some additional monies to pay back our loan. So I would use that increased value that brought our calculated tax rate to adjust our tax rate up so that it kind of stays equal or a little bit more than what was paid last year. We've been through this years past, and to be honest with you, every time we miss it, we pay for it later. And how do we pay for it later? You guys sit there and sweat having to look for places to cut money, and you talk about cutting people, and it turns into a bloodbath. If you don't want to have to go through that, now's the time to do something to prevent it, and that's bring your tax rate up above the calculated tax rate. And the places to put that money are, I think those two spots, they're there, they're available, you'll be able to use them. And if you decide not to use them and you have some other emergency, well, it's an emergency, you can move that money over. And I'm sorry, Bucky, but I've trained about 5 or 6 secretaries in my life. And our office is pretty technical also.
And you have one.
I have one, and I have evaluated one.
That's right.
And it's something we have to do. If we don't know what's going on in our office, we're not in control.
Thank you, sir. Times are hard, and if we continue to add staff, well, it's not fair to the other people that have come and asked for staff, and they, you know, all of a sudden, it's like, no, you can't have anyone. Or, no, there's not enough money. Yet we're going to put it part-time here before considering anyone else, you know? Everyone needs to be trained, bottom line. We have a lot of employees. Granted, we're not the richest county in the world, but we're still surviving. I have to say the same thing, David. Compared with David, I have one staff, and even though it's not as difficult as yours because you have money or you do numbers, but we do everything that the county needs. We do everything, not just numbers, everything from court, criminal to civil to probate to administrating the office to scrambling between her and I to see how who's going to be here, who has to be at a meeting, or she gets sick also. We all get sick. We still manage. And you'll never hear me say I need an assistant. Why? Because I have to lead by example. And if you can't see that times are hard and we can do with one staff or two what you already have, and we're still adding more. Well, that's not fair to anyone that has one staff. And these are young ladies that have never had, they have had prior experience, but they're learning and they learn everything. It's not all, you know, I can't do it because it's too difficult. No, they take care of business every single day. Anyway, go ahead.
So it's a 5% increase to employees, not elected officials. And my office is not included in that because we have to go to the I already talked to my boss and we're going to get a 5% increase for my employees. But it goes through a process, that's why I didn't put it here. Until it's approved by that process, then it's not in.
There's going to be approval.
More than likely.
You're talking about $9,000? $9,000? One full-time and two part-time.
And we're going to do the cemetery and all that? I know it can be done. You've done it. I do it in a week.
In the week.
It takes me 1 week to do it.
Yeah, but this site's a lot bigger. And plus, we have the cemetery, the hospital, the show barn, and that's not going to be enough employees. No.
In the winter, you don't have that much cutting.
No, ma'am. No. But in summer, it'll be an everyday thing, and we won't have enough employees to do all. Y'all will get complaints from the cemetery, from the buildings, and cleaning the buildings. There's not enough employees for all that, ma'am.
So how many full-timers did we give him? We already had one in the budget.
We included one extra in the budget, and the other two part-time.
Who said two part-time?
Well, we talked about it.
Oh, yeah,
we had added another.
That's the reason we're here.
An additional part-timer and two part-timers and one full-timer.
So we did.
That's what we did.
And
we won't do the airport.
That's something I haven't discussed.
You see, that's a lot. And, honestly, I think we deserve a little bit more than what y'all recommended. It is a lot of work, and we're taking a lot of, you can ask David, how long did it take for God to do all of the the park and up to Eddie Garza's.
I have to agree with Beto, only because, you know, this is where people, every building is for service, it's public service. And, you know, we want our places looking nice. You know, we all contribute, all of us. You know, we do what we can. I know these guys scramble all the time. You know, they're limited to two. They've got a lot of buildings. You know, we just need to take care of what is, these buildings need to last a long time. And we need to maintain them.
We really need at least 6 full-time employees.
No, that's too many. Maybe one more full-time, or it's all we, right?
Okay, what if I volunteer to cut the grass here?
Okay.
Do it right.
That's
fine. As long as you do it right, you're hired.
I'll use you all set to cut here.
That's fine.
I don't have a problem.
Okay,
all
but.
Right, there you go.
But. But yeah, that's what we're saying. What would we use if you're going to be using a tractor?
How many times you cut here? Only once? I mean,
once,
it's not going to take me
once
a week.
Once a week.
Once a week you cut?
Yes.
Well, I'm only going to use it once a day.
Okay.
Okay.
Here and
right.
Here and here.
What do we do here?
Only here?
Anybody
only here.
Else want to cut?
Well, I don't have a problem with it. Okay.
Well, I know the cemetery does need a lot of attention because
yes,
it's constant.
Yes, and I know people come to me and say, well, it's not ours right now, and we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we get a lot of complaints about the cemetery.
But I know the winter you don't have any cutting. Yeah.
But.
Before everything starts,
and we are team players. We were hired to do maintenance. We went beyond. We did carpentry. That was not a part of our duties, and we do it. And we're team players. We don't complain about it. But we do. I mean, we can support our family to be team players.
So you're giving. You're offering what? What's his offer? Like the shark tank?
You're going to do 10 buildings? I counted 10, more or less.
I think it, well, you can always station both. Yeah, now we're going to have.
Maybe 11.
Yeah, and now we're going to have to do the building at the airport.
No.
Okay, that's 12.
Okay. 12? And
yeah.
The old hospital, you had it included?
Yes, I already have it down.
Yes.
It'll be the hospital, the show barn, the cemetery.
Oh, that's right, for the show barn.
The cemetery, yes. And all the way the Lemos Parky, not Lemos, Lopez Park, all the way to Eddie Garza's.
The arena.
Yes.
Okay. So what are we going to do? You want to give him another...
Let's,
you wanna...
Right now is him and Beto, and then we have put down one in full-time and 2 part-timers. Let's do this. Let's give him 2 more guys and then 1 part-time. Will that help you for now, Beto?
That's a good start.
Yes. Just work with us on this one.
Can you give us 2 part-timers?
For
1 part-timer.
That's an additional full-time.
No.
You committed.
You're going to get two full-timers.
2 full-timers and 1
part-timer. And 1 part-timer.
Okay, aparte de that, right?
Yes, sir.
We'll try. That's all we can say.
So it'll be a total of 4 full-time and 1 part-time.
Yes. And, you know, we always try.
Just come back to us
and
see...
You can always come back and let us know how you're doing.
We don't mind helping you.
Okay, and what about our increase in pay?
The increase in pay, I know that it was going to go to $2,500, right, Ms. Garza?
But
that's what it costs for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Does that include the 5% that you're offering plus the 25, or that's what?
That's 5%. The 5% is included in that, so you'd be getting more than 5%.
Yeah.
It's not that plus 5%. That's what you're asking.
Right.
Again,
it's a 5% plus 25.
No,
5%
included in
that 20.
Oh, that's not.
Because it's more than.
Then you're not giving him 5%.
It's more than 5.
Okay, but you're not. But you're not giving him the 5% and right. 2,500. You're giving him half.
5% is in the difference.
Yeah, in the difference.
So it should be 2,500, and then his 5% back.
Yes, what?
Your 5% was what? 1,750. Right. The 10% that they took away. Hold on. What they took away from you was what?
10%.
Okay, so and how
much? I was at 28.
Okay, so that's 2,800. Right?
Yes.
You were making $2,800.
Yes, 28.
28,000.
28.
Okay,
yes.
10% of that is 2,800. So you're giving him $2,500.
So 4% on the
9%.
So 9% altogether. Okay. And that would put him over 30.
Right now?
25.
Right now he's in 25791.26.
27.
So he'd be making
monthly 28,000. Almost what he was.
Yeah, well, the 10%. I mean, that's.
Your 10%. That's what I said.
I mean.
Pues darle 10%. ¿Qué le falta?
Pues si él le va a dar 10%, todos van a querer 10%. No es igual.
No, I mean,
what, pero mira todo lo que me.
I understand that, Beto. I understand.
Well,
I understand. The other people don't understand. Okay? I mean, they're going to complain because you're getting 10%. I mean, come on. Está visto.
We'll see. But
I know that you're doing work. I understand that. I see that. The rest of the people, do they? Come on, man.
Yo. Guys, I mean, maintenance is something that they're out there when it's cold, when it's raining, and most of the employees that work within, inside the building, they don't get wet. They're in the air condition.
They call us at 11. They call us at 11 at night,
but
and we're out there.
I mean, I can say this much for his department, that he's always there. When you call him, and he always goes. I mean, I've called Beto myself when all these rains were pouring to this building. It was late at night, and he would come and check. So, I mean, I'm not defending him, but I know that he's a good worker, and even Mr. Huerta. We just need to give the tools that he needs, guys. I mean, that's my thing to you guys. Suggestion to you guys, give him what he needs. I mean, I know that some people are going to complain, but that's part of the nature. Everybody complains about any little thing. So, but here again, we need to help Beto and his crew if we're going to give him the manpower. Because we're going to come back, guys. I guarantee you, we're going to come back to square one. And they're going to stay behind, and they're going to come back to the commission and say, Beto's staying behind. You know, so we can more Judy, guys, and trust me, he's saving us money. If you really look at it, he's saving us money, because he's now working at the sheriff's department when the sheriff needs something out there. I mean, we get more duties, the license away as well, and then the sheriff's department, and then the cemetery, and then we didn't discuss the landfill. You know, I mean, that it's county building.
They did all the construction work for the building over there, everything. That took them away from maintenance. And what do we have? Complaints, right? Complaints that the buildings weren't clean, but they were doing something else for the county. So it's very hard for them to be everywhere and do everything. I understand, you know, we need to stop looking down at maintenance because they're
right.
Maintenance. This is the individuals that keep the place is going and
we
looking
nice.
We gave
that title. We're the ones that gave you that title, Beto.
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, the commissioners did. maintenance supervisor.
Yes, sir.
We're the ones.
And I am a productive supervisor. I don't sit behind the office. I work.
And, I mean, I know that maybe I'm asking for us to increase his pay, but, I mean, I can vouch for Beto. He is a hardworking guy, even his crew for where he's going to hire. But it's up to the court.
I have to concur with Tony because, you call him, they're there.
What's his salary right now?
They do not hesitate on anything, whereas sometimes other people do. If they don't answer the call, they call you right back to get it done.
Oh, here it is.
You know, we need this, we need that. Whatever it is, these buildings are well taken care of. Sometimes, you know, things happen in life, but if we want to keep our buildings looking nice, and that's what we should take pride in.
And something else, you have to realize this. That's the reason all the employees leave us for better jobs, because we never want to help them at the end. I mean, we always take everything away from them to the last straw, and then guess what? Put them out, and then we bring someone else in. Why? Why do we do that? They know the job, give them what they need. Thank you.
So what do we...
We're going to give him the...
It's up to the court.
Two full-time and one part-time. Is that what you want, Commissioner?
Ms. Garza, what I'm suggesting to the court, earlier we agreed that we're going to give him two full-timers and a part-timer. But he's complaining about his salary. He's saying that the amount that we gave him, $2,500, for being a supervisor is not enough. That's what he's complaining to us, to the court. Now, my question to you guys, are you going to give him additional money for him to be the supervisor, or are we going to keep him as is? So it's y'all's call.
I say increase it because they do a lot, just like everyone else in this county. I'm still advocating for each one of you all. The 10% that we did away with, but 5%, whatever it is, but I think, yes, he should be compensated for what he does, just like everyone else in the county.
So if we give him the 5%?
How much would that be, August? Additional, sir. If you can just more or less
5% after
the 2500. Yes.
After the 2500.
$29,705.82.
How much was that, sir?
$29,705.82.
And $1,500, but it. More or less.
That's a good start, sir.
From the 25, $1,500 extra dollars.
Okay. Paid,
and Dante?
Yeah, Dante's at 22,000, which is more than 10%.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's because when you talk about that, y'all discussed that we will not pass the 10% because he's not going to be assistant maintenance.
And he'll be at what?
22,000.
Let's give him the 1500.
Yeah.
So, rest of the court?
1500 on?
On top of the 25.
On top?
Yes?
Yes. Dante, okay. You want to come up forward and see? You want to say anything?
You're not agreeing with it?
23. Mm-hmm. 23.
No.
How
much do you want him?
How much do you get paid?
So how much do you get paid? 20. And she does a lot of things too. You know, we're all going to be there. We're all going to say the same thing. Angie, how much do you get paid? 22. We all say the same thing. Constable, 18,000, they're the lowest paid.
Well, I say everybody should just get the same. How about that?
I say give them their 10%.
Get the 10 or 5% everybody across the board. What's the problem?
There's not a problem. I agree. I totally agree. Give them back their 10%, and also for the supervisors, increase them.
No, we can't do that.
Yes, we can.
Not if we give everybody.
Yes, you can.
Guys, what's going on here, that we don't have a scale. We don't have a scale how much right. Everybody should be making. That's the problem that we're always having. And you know, Judge. I mean,
1 year.
I want to be fair with everyone. Law enforcement, dispatchers, you name it, I want to be fair. Maintenance, because todos hijos de Dios. You know? So, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about everyone, okay? People have over there in the back, everyone, okay? All right. So, I mean, that's a problem that we're always having. Mm-hmm. Us commissioners and the county judge and the auditors, we should meet together once every year to discuss about our
pay scale.
Yes. That's very important to me, to be fair with everyone, because I don't want to discriminate against no one, and I'm not going to intend to discriminate for. I'm not going to do that to no one.
Just for the record, a part-time person makes $20 at $10 is worth $38.50. I'm putting this at 10.
Yes, sir.
$14,560. They don't make $24,000. I only got that. Huh? Well, don't get paid as much as you say. $14,000 doesn't get paid.
I really don't. You know, in reality, I really don't think we should have part-timers.
Right.
Bottom line, I you know, last year we talked about getting
what
rid
y'all
of.
What do you put them to do?
We got rid of the part timers.
What do y'all put them to do?
Them back.
Well, what do y'all do the part timers? What do they do? What did you say? Stay behind the desk.
Part timers.
Man, y'all can put them wherever you want. That's why you teach them, huh?
I don't think there's been any part-timers at all. But
so what are we going to do?
So what do you think, Judge? I think maintenance is always, you know, we need to get out of the maintenance of the lowest paid personnel, and so are a lot of other people. Just because they sit behind a desk doesn't mean, you know, they work different. They work different, and I commend you guys. Y'all, it's 110 degrees outside. You know, yes, you should be compensated for what you do. We sit behind a desk, yes, and it's nice and cool, and you know, we don't have to do as much as you all do. But going back, you know, we don't have a pay scale. We have to designate supervisors. This is the amount they're going to get. Assistant, this is the amount they're going to get. If we're going to start with them, that's a good place to start. You know, but first you have to designate who the department heads are in order. There's a lot of people that have been here a long time as department heads, and they make a lot. You know, their salary is good. These guys have been staying behind for a long time.
We used to contract out for yard work.
That's the problem. We gave them
$50,000 a year for contracting for yard work. That's what we were paying back then.
How much?
50? 50? No, but not. $50,000. And the cemetery.
That must have been a lot of money back then. $50,000 is a lot of money to give work contractors. My goodness.
Dante was one of them.
But how many people are we hiring? At 20?
You have 20,
40, 60, 80.
20, almost 100,000. Four full-time, one part-time.
Okay.
That's pretty close to 100.
Dante, when you were working with Sandy, what would you cut? You all cut all the buildings, no? Yes.
But I'm sure he wouldn't get. I'm sure he didn't get paid $50,000. You know, that went to the contractor, and he paid him.
Now we're getting, additional yards. I'd like the.
Well,
Set a salary. Set a salary for him. Set a salary for Dante. You know, something that's accommodating to them. Something that, you know, they're the backbone of them.
Yeah. I'm going to...
For the county.
I want to put somebody in the spot right now, and hopefully he would have an answer for me. And I hate to do that. And he's a member of some entity within the district. Eric Ramos, would you mind coming forward, sir? Maybe you can answer one question for me, if you don't mind. I want to put you in the spot.
Ask him how much big maintenance makes.
If you may, sir, if you know the answer, or else I respect that. How much does a maintenance person earn for you guys?
How much does a maintenance person earn?
Yes.
Well, it depends. We have a pay scale.
Okay.
That gives them credit for experience and for job responsibilities. So we have a payroll anywhere from $15,000 to about $28,000, $29,000.
And that's your maintenance person?
That's our maintenance.
Who's your maintenance supervisor?
Mr. O.
Okay, how much does Mr. O make?
But he's an administrator who does more than just that.
Okay, yeah. So we're misleading here. So the maintenance supervisor, regardless of his credentials, how much does he make?
The maintenance supervisor?
Mm-hmm.
$80,000. But he does.
No, of course we're not going to give you that.
He does maintenance.
Of course, I'm just making a comparison, you know what I mean?
He does maintenance, transportation, career, technology, education.
Exactly.
He has.
And you know what? So does Beto.
My question to you, sir, the people that do the cutting of the grass, the cleaning, those people, how much do they make, sir? The ones that are outside working all day.
If they're
average.
If they're entry people, 13 to 15.
An hour.
If they're 20 plus, they're going to be, this is yearly salary. I would have to break it down by hour.
Okay.
So 13 to 15,000. 20 year plus, you're now talking about a 25 to 26, 27,000.
Okay.
It's a good way to go.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, $13,000 a year. Okay. Thank you for that.
$13,000
a year. Okay, are we okay now?
You feel better? Well, you know, I don't know what the circumstances are at the school, but I know what the circumstances are here in the county, and I know that, you know, you all have a pay scale and all that wonderful stuff, but we got rid of ours because it was totally outrageous. You know, it was not even something that was done correctly. So, you know, hopefully soon when we get back on track, we can revisit that and, you know, determine who's where and how many years and all that they've been in with the county. People come and go here just like the school, and they usually leave because, you know, they're not paid the correct salary. And they usually come back because what? There's no place like home because you're 2 minutes from your house, whereas anywhere else you have to travel. And out of that salary comes your gas and everything else. But we're county government. It works a little bit different than school. The school system, I'm sure, they have their pay scales for entry-level teachers, for entry-level everything. I'm sure a teacher that's been there 30 years makes a lot of money, whereas a new teacher, I don't know, 20-something thousand. I don't know. But we need to, our employees deserve, if they've been here a while, you know, we have to compensate them with what they're worth. Or what we have no performance evaluation, so we can't go based on that. We go based on, you know, the work that is done, but on paper, we have nothing to say this is equal merit this amount of money because county government is different. Whereas the school has appraisal, has performance evaluations. We don't. But I think as a court, we can come up with something that will compensate them. It's time that we, you know, they're not maintenance, they're not janitors. They're employees of Brooks County, just like everyone else. And whether we work inside or outside, we still work. But I think that, you know, as a board, you can come up with a good salary for both of them.
And I know, Judge, that this county has a very good retirement policy. Very, very good. Better than any entity here. And also, we only pay $118 for our insurance. Come on. I mean, the school pays a lot more, I can guarantee you. Yes, three times as much or maybe four times as much. And so we do have a lot of benefits that other entities don't have. And to look into that, I mean.
So 29,705 is not, that's it, and 23,500. I think it's a start.
It's a good start.
You know, we got to start somewhere. If I mean, I want 100,000, but am I going to come here and say, I need $100,000? No, because, I mean, you know, because no, it doesn't make sense. But I think it's a start.
It's off the mic.
I really think it's a start.
Yeah, round it off.
I think it's a start. I mean, you know, even that's how I feel. I think it's a start. Although, I mean, yeah, we've only just begun like them. But, you know, I think it's a start. You might not like it, but in reality, nobody actually likes. But it's somewhere to start. And, you know, this is brand new. This is something that, you know, happened because of things that didn't come to commissioner's court. And I don't, the last thing is I want, what I want is for anyone to be discouraged and say, well, they gave them so much and they don't deserve it. And, you know, that's not right. Everyone deserves, if we could give you more, we probably would. Because as a court, I'm sure they're very generous. We all are generous. But I think it's a start, you know, think about it. You can be getting more responsibility, but with more responsibility comes a little bit more leeway where you kind of, you know, delegate work to other individuals. And in comparison to where we were at before, I think it's way better than where we were at.
Yeah, that's like 20% increase.
What are you going to do with the, what Mr.
Webber?
20% increase from 5%?
20%?
25%?
That's what I think.
Let's make it even 24.
To whom?
To Dante. It's up to you guys. Just one.
He's been employed for how long?
Yes, sir.
1 year.
For Dante?
He's been here.
1 year.
We're going on four.
Yeah, we got a chart coming up.
Three.
Monday.
Come on. Thank you,
Frank.
You know, I'm not complaining, but the thing is, my job is public safety.
Right.
You know, I'm all the neighborhoods called 5 seconds, and I get called out at night sometimes at the sheriff's office, whether 18,000 or 15,000 a year, come on. That tells me where your priorities are.
We haven't finished, sir.
I know you haven't.
Yeah. We haven't finished.
Throwing it out there.
Yeah.
You know? Yes.
We
agree.
Still got
I
a
totally
long
agree.
Ways to go.
And as far as, like you said, experience, I mean, 36 years. Not with you all, but the whole lot of
I agree. I totally agree. No, he's right. He's public service. And like I said, everyone deserves. If we're going to be.
We're going to do it for one, we've got to do it for all.
Absolutely. I've said that a million times.
5% across the board. That's my recommendation.
Bueno.
Okay, where were we?
29/7/24.
Okay. 29/24?
Okay. And that's two full and one part. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I understand. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I agree with you. I said that last week. It's not any salary increase. It's what's rightfully yours. Huh? It still is.
So?
Okay.
What are we going to do?
Okay. Now we can now.
So nobody wants to give the 5% then.
I say 10. 10 across the board.
I say 5 across the board.
5% across the board is 90 grand. Mm-hmm. That's not including elected officials.
Right. That's
employees only.
And how much is it with elected? We didn't figure that?
Oh, we need to figure it out.
We'll take 95%. That's 90,000?
90,000 is all the employees.
Okay, so 10% would be what? 180.
800. That's 90,000.
What do you want to do, Judge?
What's that?
You want to not 10%.
So we have elected officials, but
$100,000?
What was that? I'm sorry. With the 10%, some of the regular employees will be making more than the JPs.
Exactly.
Good.
Yeah.
The 10% will be from the current 10%.
That's true.
Oh, sí, no, bueno, que la vamos a ir para acá. No la vamos a hacer.
For the original salary? Or?
Sí, original salary.
From what we took from last year.
No, from what we took.
What? Okay. We took what away. So it's not a raise.
Original.
No, the original.
What we what was taken, not 10% of what you make now. What was taken.
Okay.
If you make 25, 2,500 back. If you make
Right. That. Yeah.
Yes. 10% or what?
10% back.
10% back across the board.
Yes.
That's my recommendation.
That's my recommendation.
So, to do that, then you need to raise taxes. More than 4 cents.
How much more, August?
I will say another 4 cents.
No, I give up. And you said you told me two a while ago. 2 cents.
Well, that was the,
no, 4 plus 2 is 6.
5%.
Oh, no, that's 5%.
Yeah. So we can do this. If we can recess, we can go and we can come back tomorrow, not today.
Okay.
Right. We can recess. We can put the 8 cents in there. Because Terry needs to get done quickly when her stuff. She needs to get done quickly. So we put the 8 cents, put the 10% back, and then come back tomorrow and show me the numbers. I don't know the numbers, but you know what? I was told 5% employees only.
We need to delete all, we need to omit part-timers. That'll save us.
Okay.
That's JP's part-time.
I know. Make them full-time. Make do full, whatever.
It costs more money.
Need,
than make them
it doesn't make sense to have so many part-timers.
If you have full-time,
you
get insurance.
And like I've said, everyone can operate. You know, we all do it. I know that the JPs are very busy, but I said it last week, they can, you know, offset their workload, help each other out, less people to employ there. They're still going to make the same amount, you know, money if they would just work together and everyone do the same amount of work. Otherwise, we're going to continue to hire part-timers and part-timers and part-timers for JPs, where, and everyone can have what they need and work productively with the same amount of work.
I'll find out this, you know, the audience are really trying to decide what's wrong, because
going around the bush 800 times is like ridiculous. I hate to say that because we're running out of time. Terry got to set orders she needs to do. I mean, it falls back on me trying to get everything set for y'all. And then you want something different. When I come to court, and y'all want something different and change, that's fine. But we can't be doing like you said, Justice, you told me on the phone. We cannot be doing this obvious like we did last year. I'm feeling like we're doing it like we're doing last year.
Oh, that's right. No, well, it's true. It's true. The thing is, you all get together and bring this, and it's always something different. And we need to come up with a good plan. And I think that last year we said no part-timers, and that was it. Right. Then during the year we hired part-timers. We need to work together. We need to work together. Whatever, you know, one person to an office, whatever needs to be done should be done. The elected officials should come in and help out. Yes. This is the thing. I have proposed many things. It gets shot down. I can't even get an emergency shelter. I mean, it took me 20 minutes to... Okay. No. It might be the same conversation to you. However, no. We don't need any part-time workers when everyone can do their part. I'm not saying you don't work. No, I'm not, ma'am. I am not saying you don't work. What I'm saying is that I think that the work should be divided into all the JPs, so you won't have so many part-time workers. Into what? I've already divided it 7 or 8 times into one person, too, myself and my assistant. We have a lot of work, too. I don't sit here and complain that, I can't do it. You know what? We can't. In actuality, hold on, ma'am. Let me tell you. Hold on. Sit down. Let me explain. My office is very busy, too. Hold on. No, wait. I have to. It's obvious that everyone has this misconception about the county judge's office. If you all knew how busy we stay every single second of the day. Sit down, please. Sit down. All of us are busy. We provide a public service, and we have to stay busy. But we have to do what we got to do because that's what we were elected to do. Regardless of how many people we have in our office, our job is to take care of the citizens of Brooks County. That's our position. And my job is to ensure that those taxpayers, not dollars, cents, are well taken care of. Because in the long run, I'm sure that we put a pencil to every single ticket that's given out there from the beginning that citation is given to the time that it is completed. It requires a lot of manpower because our office also gets a lot of calls every single day, minute, even before we walk into the office. During lunch, we still answer the phone. You know, the misconception out there is that the county judge's office doesn't do anything. Well, no, whomever has that misconception, no. And that we don't do this and we don't do that. Well, you know, you're very wrong because before there was 2 or 3 people in that county judge's office. And the grants are already written through grant. The grants are already written through grant works. Unless you had a 5113C, that's the only way that you could have written a grant. Okay. Well, then that makes a difference. Anyway, this is my thing. Let us go. Let us recess.
Well, before you can, I just want to know, I just want you to leave here. You want me to go and put 10% in the budget and leave the rest of that so we can come back with something? I mean, I want to seriously waste my time. Recess for what? I'm trying to come back with something. So I don't want to put 10% back for everybody if that's what you all want. Well, God can tell me, hey, obviously, can you do that? I can do it. Because right now I don't have no guidance. I brought the proposal. Tell me what you want so I can do. That's all I'm asking. I don't think I'm asking enough what to do. Just please tell me what you want me to do. So I'm hearing 8 things from different people. So do you want 10%? Want me to do that good? I can find out for you.
Okay, recess?
So we said just
tomorrow or what?
Give you some time.
Okay. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
What morning?
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow morning?
Hold on, wait.
You need to give you some time.
Okay.
Oh, okay, sir. 1 o'clock?
Afternoon?
1 o'clock?
Whatever.
1 o'clock is good.
1 o'clock.
Recess till tomorrow at 1. Okay. I submitted. It is Wednesday, August 9th. It is 1:09 p.m. Sorry, I'm a little bit late from the 1 o'clock. This is continuing from the regular commissioner's court on line item. Line item 26. Yes. Let's also begin with roll call. I'm so sorry. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. Yes. Roll call, please.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, along with the County Clerk's Office. And also at this time, we're going to take a recess. We are waiting for the County Auditor's Office. So we're recessing. Yes, we're recessing until then.
Yesterday, and I text her also just to clarify, we got a proposal here for a 10% increase, and we did one also for a 5% increase, just to give you numbers. So a 5% increase would run the county 100, and this is all inclusive, everybody, about $150,000. 10% would run $300,000. So if you all do a 5% increase, you have to raise taxes to 5 cents. If you do a 10% increase, you have to raise taxes to 7.5 cents.
Seven, what, sir?
7.5 cents.
Okay.
Also, judges, just thought of another idea. Actually, I thought about a while back, but I forgot about it. Another idea we y'all could think about is doing a COLA, a cost of living adjustment. If we do a cost of living adjustment for $1,500 for each employee, which county, whether it's elected official or not, all employees, that will run you about the same amount that will cost for a 5% increase. So you have a 5% increase, which will be on salaries for $1,500 per every employee. Would roughly be about the same amount. So if you do a $1,500 quota, you still raise taxes 5 cents. This is another idea. And this way, if you do a $1,500 quota, it's not inputted into our payroll. And so next year, depending on whatever valuation happens, we don't have to worry about it, because you know what, the employees, I think it's the best of both worlds, because the employees get their quota. And then you know what, if something happens next year, we don't have to worry about it being included into payroll. Just ideas out there.
With the COLA, we'd be able to see a bigger chunk instead of a little bit. I don't know about the rest of the court. I like the COLA. I have the Nandi, some information. Did you get anything that I requested
this morning? We did not. We actually got here at 1:15 because we're still working on this stuff.
Okay.
But we did get it. I got it about 10 o'clock. I started at 9:30. And it's like, we just wanted to finish this, but you told us in court.
Okay.
And this took longer than what I thought. So I did not get anything for the email that you sent. I didn't have to. So I thought we were at 1:30.
You were late. Yes, it is.
I was late at 1:15. And I went through lunch. We didn't meet. So.
Uh-oh. So that means I have food and milk downstairs. Same. All right. Well, 7 cents is a lot.
7.5 cents.
If we go 10%.
If we go 10%.
Too much.
Mm-hmm. 5% is 5 pennies.
Yeah, 5% is 5 pennies, the cola is 5 pennies, and 10% is 7 pennies. Across the board.
What would that mean for the taxpayers? Seven and a half, they would be paying more.
No, they would have a saving of less.
At 7.5?
No, at 5. At 7.5, they still would be. Yeah. There would be a savings, but not as much. Because our tax went down 11%. So if we use the effective rate, then it would be an even plus, right, Kurt?
Yes.
Comments, questions?
What's that?
Comments, questions?
What do you think?
I think 5% is good.
And
the 5 cents.
You took the 10% also.
You want the cola? You want
last year, 10% was not taken from the sheriff's department, but you gave them 10%.
Yeah, all 5%.
But that would be giving an increase.
Now that would be considered giving an increase to a raise, because they were not 10% was not taken from their salary, only from the regular county employees that do not work in law enforcement. Okay. What were you going to say about cola? I'm sorry.
And I think that's why the cola makes sense.
Yeah.
Well,
we figured 110 employees at 1,500. That's 165.
That's with $125 a month.
No, but that's the one they get it.
But
one shot.
Well, yes, but that's also if you divide it into 12 months, that's 125.
5% would be better because it's they get it.
The same as the 5 pennies.
We have it. I mean, they can use it throughout the year instead of just that one lump sum.
Yeah, but if you're getting, number speaking, if you're getting this 5% increase in your pay, you're getting per paycheck $30 to $40.
Yeah.
If you got taxes, you got everything comes out of there. I mean, so I think as I would imagine as an employee, they would want just give me a lump sum that the same amount has been taken out every month. I don't know. That employee's here, so I guess you could ask them.
Yeah.
Let's say their pay increases to $2,500. At $2,500, that's $205 a month. Minus, of course, all the everything, the FICA, retirement, and all that. I don't know.
And the added benefit again will be that next year it won't be on the payroll records, right? Because it's a COLA. And that's important because the data team even stressed, he goes, we don't know what's going to happen next year. No one knows what's going
to
happen.
No one knows. Right. No
so
one knows.
You know what? We don't want to continue adding, more to that payroll. Because if we increase the payroll, it's going to be a definite next year we have to get this payroll. Otherwise, we're going to have to decrease payroll. I don't think anybody wants their payroll to decrease and increase and decrease and increase. You just give the quota, next year we're going to try to work out getting another quota or increase your payroll, but we'll know what our numbers are next year when valuation comes. That is just a current thought.
Well, if you take $1,500 and subtract the $100 and something that they're paying to the insurance,
Yeah.
No. But we pay insurance every month, right? All right. So if you take $1,500, one lump sum, but and you're paying also insurance at 12 months at 130 something, really.
But this won't come out of your payroll.
No, I understand, but my logic is this. What's the point of $1,500 when every month you're still having to pay 130 something for insurance? It doesn't, you understand what I'm saying?
No.
If you give me $1,500, but yet to add to my paycheck at the end of the year, well, you're actually not giving me anything because I've already paid $100 more. I mean, each time, every month from my paycheck for insurance. So you're really not giving me an increase. I understand. And the reality is you're not actually given an increase. You still have to pay, regardless. You pay your insurance and
I understand.
It's very simple.
Insurance comes from your payroll check.
Yeah, it comes from your insurance.
From payroll.
I know, but you're still having to pay insurance
every
month.
If you
run
the COLA, you still have to pay the insurance and you don't have to pay it either.
I see it like that. $1,500 is not very much.
Get in November and December. Either one. I think the 5% one.
Yeah, 5% yeah. Cold. Yeah. What do the rest of the commissioners think?
That's going to go in there. This is not going to happen. This one is not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Yes. Mm-hmm. This is fringe and everything. That position was created by Commissioner's Court. Yes. Go ahead. You want to? Okay, go ahead and ask him.
About the Bobby Sines thing, I mean,
that with his benefits.
That's how much more.
The question in the court is Mr. Sines' salary, which is Bobby Sines, which is the 911 indigent. He's at.
No.
He's talking about what's on that, right? He's talking about now. It's in the general.
Oh, I got it.
A general fund.
Includes his benefits,
right?
His insurance.
Yes, I know.
This comes from the general fund.
It's not from the
31
what?
Fund.
No.
Maybe the 31 fund is going to be for the ambulance.
Right.
Okay.
So if we have enough for that.
Huh?
If we have enough for that. Awesome.
His salary is now going to come out of the general fund.
Yeah.
Because there's no money in the other fund.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So your question is concerning the amount.
The amount.
Okay. And that was created back in 2015, that amount.
It hasn't changed? It's the same?
Well, you got the 10% decrease, but most.
But I think, he's the one that's
the highest
paid.
But he included the insurance and all his benefits there. He's showing that amount is not going to be from that other fund. It's coming to the general fund now, including all his benefits, including insurance.
So his salary is $33,000 right now, because it was $36,999.
$33,300.
That's right. Because
the
salary.
We still have him under the 911 Indigent Director Fund 31. And this is the new calendar.
But on his budget.
Now it's going to be transferred to the general fund because there's no money. So that's a huge chunk. Yeah.
And that will be Fund 12.
Yes.
Cannot. Fund 31.
Yes, right.
Okay.
So your question was what, sir?
Well, just how much he was going to get.
That much. That much. Okay, we were taking a poll here. Commissioner Olivares, how do you feel?
I think the 5% would be good, but it's up to us.
Thank you.
the 5% would be good, but I mean, it's up to the court. I mean, if
do you want the COLA? Do you want it?
I think the lump sum would be better. Right? You're not going to see the 5% in your checks.
But I mean, some people come in.
It's a COLA cost adjustment for everyone equally. Whether you work here,
cost of living adjustment.
Sure.
5% would be more for some people than
5%.
For some, yes.
Right.
For some, yeah. Mr. Petroli, going back to the 300-some thousand, and that means we need to go up 7.5 cents, or we can go with 150,000, sir, with 5% or 5 cents. Am I right?
Correct.
Now, is that five cents, not 4 cents? And we'll go just up 1 penny to make it 5 cents.
Up 1 penny, that's the budget you're looking at, yes, sir.
Okay. My recommendation to the court, let's go with 5%, see if the other members of the court decide to do that. I'm just one vote, but I prefer that 5% to be fair with everyone. So that's my recommendation to the court.
One lump sum?
No,
it was 5%. No, 5%, Ms. Garza. 5%. It'll be 150.
Well, the COLA is
across
also 5%.
5%.
5%.
The COLA is 5%.
Aye.
The COLA is 5% too.
Yes, but with that, they're going to, it's not, it's really
not
fair because not everybody's getting 5%. Everybody's getting 1,500.
Yeah.
Depending on their pay.
Let's just go.
It's 5%. It's 5%, 150, but it's not 5% to the employees that make so much money. Right. You know, I think that if you can give 5%, don't give anything at all. Just leave it the way it is. And
that's fine. I
mean, right? Let's just stick it out another year.
If the court decides to do that, Judge, I'm okay with that too.
I really don't think, you know, at this point, if you know, 5%, 1,500, we'll stick it out another year and go from there.
And get nothing.
And it's in the budget.
If we cannot decide, you know, we're still having issues about what we need to do, what we can't do with.
But it's going to
be. Now we have another 5% at the end of the year for the cost of living. We don't need a cost of living adjustment. We need. They need their 10% back. But I think that if you're going to get 5%, let's don't give anything
just,
at all.
Just for the record, commissioners, this is just for information for you all. I know Mr. Terrell is going to come back. Maybe he's going to give his auditor's office 5%, just for the record. I just want to, clarify that Mr. Terrell might come back, give them 5%, and then here we are not giving them the 5%. So just to let you all know that we still want to give them, if the Terrell says yes, and it might happen. So let's put the cards on the table and let's be fair with everyone.
I'm sure it's going to happen, but at the same token, at least, you know, we care about our taxpayers and what they're going to end up paying, where if they get their 5%, well, you know, we can't do anything about it.
That's
but
right.
At this point, do we get 5% just because they're going to do it? Well, no, because our taxpayers are going to be hurting. There's a big difference. There's a world of difference here. He's a district judge. He can do whatever he wants with his office. But at the same token, as the leaders of the county, do we mimic what he does just because, you know, I'm sure they deserve it, and so does everyone else, but for her purpose, it's the taxpayers' money.
Have you already asked him?
We get it. I mean, there's nothing we don't get here.
Eating community, your office too, $1,500 for the quota. You're not gonna get a 5% raise though.
So in other words, if they get the 5% and we agree to go with $1,500 across the board, they're gonna get that $1,500, guys. Remember that.
Plus the 5%?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes. So, I want y'all to understand that.
Yes.
So I'd rather go up with a 5%, but it's up to the court. No, ma'am.
We've already been through that song and dance before. No, I mean,
or else, Judge, let's just wait.
Stick it out another year?
Yeah. And let's just balance this budget and let's move forward.
Yes, that's right.
Now that we're talking about salaries and budgets, first of all, Horacio, would you come to the podium, sir? And let's just get it done today for the court to know. I met with Mr. Horacio in reference to, I know that yesterday he was requesting a part-timer.
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke to the auditor's office as well, and he's aware of it. We're gonna pass over the payroll to the auditor's office. So no part-time for the treasurer's office, and they're gonna cross train them two. They're gonna help each other out.
That way we won't be getting the part.
Yes, so that's a good news for all of us.
Listen, I don't want anyone to have to be overworked.
So August said that he would take over the payroll.
We didn't save anything because it wasn't there. We didn't save anything because it was we didn't save.
But anyway,
we didn't save because it was never there.
This is going to be the best option right here.
It sure is.
And I'm compromising with y'all. I agree to the terms that y'all have discussed right now.
No problem.
And that's what happens when people are working together. That's what I like, to help each other out. So thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Anything else, guys, before we adjourn, or we're going to go back and judge?
I say stick it out till next year. See what happens. 5% is not really anything.
Okay.
Once we come back to life, I guess, I know it's hard. Times are hard. But if it's going to cost us that much and taxes are going to go so much higher than 3% that we had anticipated, then what's the point?
Huh?
So
in fact, we're going to only.
So,
4 or 5%?
4 cents in this budget.
Right.
Don't forget that. All right, so there's still 4 cents tax increase in this budget, whether you give someone 5% raise or not.
Yes, sir. That's all I can get to.
That's inevitable, yes.
That's good.
If that's all y'all have.
Ms. Garza, do you have anything to say, Ms., with the $1,500 or the 5%?
Well,
either way,
the 5%?
We're going to stay the same.
See, inclusive to 5%? The COLA.
So what happened to the discussion of salary for maintenance, for who else was going to get an increase? None of that is going to happen.
No.
Let's not mislead them. We've got a lot of people here that want to know.
Okay, Mike, if we're going to go with a 1500, talking about the maintenance department, Mr. Beto was going to go from 25791.26 to 27291 with a 1500 that we were talking earlier. And then Dante, from 19642.61, he was going to go up to 21142. So, but now that, I don't know if the court is going to go with a 1500 or we're going to go with a 5%. If we go 5%, it's going to change it.
Do the 15? 15K. Under across the board for the employees? So. I don't know.
Do you think 5%
is
going to
help?
You know, 1500
is not helping. That's fine with me.
The 5%? Yeah.
We'll do 5 this year and
next
year we'll do the other 5%.
5%. 5%.
That's fine. It's included in the...
You want to include it in the payroll or you want to do a one lump sum?
We're going with... What about help? What help are we going to get?
You're only going to get 2 full-timers.
Additional
2 full-timers.
So
that'll be 2. There's not
going to
be no more assistant. What do you call
it? No more assistant. There's just going to be he's going to be a regular
worker
employee that's going to be working under you, sir. He's no longer going to have a title. Okay, so he's going to work under you. But if you're on vacation, of course he's like the senior member because he's second in command. So you're going to tell him, okay, this is what I need for you to do when you're going to vacation or if you get sick. He's going to be the one in charge.
What about equipment? I mean,
we are going to purchase the equipment, my understanding. Right, Mr. Petroli?
That's the budget contract?
Yes, sir.
For the 7 or 2 for...
So we're going to be at least another mower if we're going to be doing the dump and all, I mean, the cemetery and everything. Are we going to be doing cemetery and everything?
That's the budget.
We as a member of the court and the county judge, we are going to talk to Mr. Bon Cosby, sir, in reference to the airport. So because it's going to be very expensive for us to purchase one of those tractors.
Right. And the back Lumpus and Tugazas, to Eddie's, it takes what, 3 big mowers or 3? With 2 big units.
Yeah. I mean, if we can use the tractor for you guys from the road and bridge, I mean, I would love to help you guys out with that. But I know it can't be done. Can it be done? Oh, and then that's great then. Great. We have a whole bunch of them over there. I mean, we have about 3 or 4 tractors.
Well, we're going to be using heads anyway, regardless, right? He has to do, Mr. Barrial, me tiene 3 or 4? Yeah. Tiene 3 or 4 tractores para cortar. He has like 3 tractors. He has 3 tractors there. And the new employees are going to be starting at what? August. The new employees will be starting at what?
The 19th, yes. It's going to be 19, sir. 19, I just read it to you. 642, sir.
19, 642?
Yes. Those are the new ones that are coming in.
You know, I had one of the recommendations I did was 18,000. And I know that it's not that much, but some people do want to work, and some people do want... I know that even 19,000 is not a lot, but the recommendations that I had sent to Angie...
Can you go down to 18 and give that to me?
One more thousand? Sir, I'm just one vote, sir.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I cannot make that decision.
You know, instead of 19 for the new, go to 18 and give Dante Lee, well, the difference of 2,000 is still the same pay, and the same
budget. But that's entry level, 19, entry level.
No, well, they were going to start him at 19.
I'm waiting for my proposal until they come up with numbers.
They were going to start him at 19, and we can go give Dante at least the 2,000 and lower them to 18.
But he's going to get his 15, right? 1,500?
Friday? No, he can still do it by Friday.
5%.
So
it's 1,500? See, I sent a proposal this morning. I think we should wait for that proposal to be calculated. We can recess today, convene tomorrow. And I know you have a deadline.
Yes.
Friday.
So no longer Friday.
When?
We actually need it done by today. Because Friday I need to send my 72-hour notice to the conference for the first public hearing next week.
Well, this is
Beto, can I say this? Don't get it the wrong way what I'm gonna say to you, sir. When people get hired with a county and you meet with the HR, they're going to tell you how much money you're going to be making. You know, I mean, I would love to help you, Beto, but whatever it says here, sir, we just need to comply with it.
I'm good all I'm asking is y'all are going to start the new ones at 19, can y'all can start them at 18, 2,000 less each one, and give those 2,000 to Dante. It's the same amount of money. I just want Dante to be bumped up a little.
What about later on tonight?
What's that?
Well, you know, we just have to know. Well, I have a proposal before. And no, you know, I'm just saying, I think we just need to listen to this proposal. It might not be what you want to do or what, you know, what everyone else wants to do, but I think it should be listened to.
Why don't you explain it to them?
Well, they have it there. I don't have it.
You explain it to them. See, now
you know it. I don't have a total.
Just explain what you want.
Okay.
You don't have a total.
Sure, I will explain. I think maintenance, department head, should be at 29, the assistant should be at 26, two full-time assistants at 18,000 plus benefits, the assistant to the county judge, administrative assistant, county attorney, and also to the sheriff should have the same salary, which is 27,288, to match the county attorney and the sheriff's department. Department heads for department assistant head for sheriff Lanani should be at 26, constables should be at 23,000, justices of the peace at 33. Two full-time justice of the peace assistants with benefits, entry level at 18,000 with benefits. No part-timers. All JPs divide their course of work. The librarian should be at determine her first. First of all, it can't be librarian. It should be an assistant. Should be at 26. Employees under 25,000 should get a 10% increase. Employees over 25,000 and 30,000 should get a 5% increase. Employees making 30,000 should get a 3%. Employees making 35,000 and over should be at 2%. Employees making over 40,000, which are all the elected officials, should be at 0. That was my proposal.
Huh?
And proposal 2?
No, I sent you one of these two. Proposal 2, that every elected official should have one employee at the same salary of the 10% increase to include the county clerk, district clerk, county treasurer, reduction of one employee in these offices. JP should be at 33, one full-time employee with 10% increase on that employee, and one full-time employee entry-level position at 18, if we really want to cut. But, you know, I don't know how much that's going to cost.
Because
we're
running out of time,
because
Terry needs.
Well, you know, decided at the last minute, like last year. And look what happened. 10% was reduced at that at last minute. I'm saying, give yourself some time. I know it's been a long, we have discussed so many things, lots of things. But what we're not discussing is what's important here, which is the people of Brooks County. $1,500 COLA, 5% increase to even the individuals at the Sheriff's Department. No, because they didn't, you know, they didn't take the 5%, their 10% decrease last year. That wouldn't be fair. So that's money that we don't need to put in there. But ultimately, it's up to five of us. Yes, sir.
On that, on my comment,
mm-hmm.
The law enforcement deputies did not take attention.
I know.
But jailers,
yes.
And dispatch and administration.
Yes, sir, I know. Yes, those are the individuals I'm talking about, not the law enforcement, the jailers.
So let's do it, but
no, I have their names. Mm-hmm. On this proposal? Well, I'm sorry.
Huh?
Okay, but yes, the jailers and all that, did they take the 10% last year? Okay, then I wouldn't need names of the ones that did and didn't. I don't think dispatchers took 10% last year.
Tony. Are we going to go with the quota or the 5%? See the one. 5%, do you want the 5%?
Only wants the 5%.
Okay, 5%.
5%. Who, Mundo? Mundo. Yeah, everybody ready? 5%?
So, the ones that didn't get it cut faster, why would they get it?
I don't know. Again, you know what I mean, August? Instead of starting the new ones at 19, start them off at 18 and give them the different, I mean, it's the same amount in the budget.
$2,000 for the whole year?
Yeah, you know, it's the same amount, because but we're just going to lower the new ones so we can give that a little bit more.
What do you think about that?
I don't have a problem.
I don't think it's fair, once again, once again, we're not decreased to give them an increase. That doesn't make sense to me.
That's what I'm saying, 5%.
Okay, fine. They are getting a raise.
But, right. If you didn't get cut last year, then why would you get the 5%?
Exactly.
That would be considered a raise.
And so you want to give it to somebody and not to all?
No, not to all. Give it to everybody that took the cut.
Otherwise, yeah.
If they didn't take the cut, don't
exactly.
Give it to them.
Exactly.
Because that would be an increase.
But they included everyone here. The ones with
it. Without the other one, we haven't done.
So we're going to go with the 4 cents.
For everybody that lost the 5%, we'll just go ahead and go with the 5%.
Yeah.
For everybody that lost their 5%. Or 10.
I don't.
Tony, you want to put it in the salary? See?
I said get rid of it altogether. Nobody here. To make it fair.
And wait till possibly next year.
And wait till next year, see if things improve.
We are giving additional work that you guys, you know. We are giving additional work. I'm not fine. We are. I mean, no, I'm fine with what you're all giving me.
Guys, this is what I know that we've been going back and forth. If we were to contract someone to do the job for I think you had about 45,000 or less than that, August. The problem would be solved right now. And everybody gets their 25.71, or else we can do what we're thinking to do, give 5% across the board, or else revisit this. But
we don't have time anymore, guys.
No.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I wish that I could help everyone. But we have two options here. We can contract out with them, and you can just continue doing what you're doing with him, you and Dante, and don't hire no one. Or else, we can just go with a 5% sir for this year, and Dante, I mean, I know he's a good worker, and there's other ones that are good workers as well, but we have to be fair. You know, I mean, I know that you're concerned for Dante, and I understand that, sir, because I will do the same thing. But right now, we don't have the money to spare anymore. We're trying to work with every employee from this county. So hopefully, I'm hoping that you can work with us, sir, for this year, and then we can look at it for so next then, budget.
Okay, so then I'm going to go with 27.
27, sir, right now with a 5%, you're going to go with 27.80.82, sir. That's going to be with a 5% if the court decides to go that route. Or else with Mr. Dante, it's going to be 20.624.878. That's going to be his with a 5%.
And two employees at 19.
Yes, sir. Yes. But here again, we don't have time anymore. So I'm going to ask the court, you want to contract out, try it out, and just spend $45,000 or less, or we can just let Beto hire those two individuals just with a 5% increase.
What are we contracting? The lawn service? The lawn service?
Yes.
Or what are we contracting?
Yes. But the same Beto was going to cut the airport, the cemetery, I mean, all the buildings.
So what are you going to get then? How are you going to cut?
Two employees.
No, I'm sorry. Where are you going to cut the grass? Where are you going to do the work?
What will we get?
Yes.
The cemetery?
No, not the cemetery. They want to contract out the cemetery.
We'll get what we're doing right now. Do the repairs. We'll be cutting the building that we're cutting right now and the repairs completed.
So take out the two employees we had added?
Well,
that's
just
contract. But we got to go ahead to contract $50,000. Did we even do this?
What do you want, sir? Talk to us. What is it that you want?
Give me the employee.
Okay. There you go. You got it. That one's up.
Two and a half. Yes. Two and a half.
My 5%, give it to my assistant because she works hard. You can give my 5% to my assistant.
I don't want my 5%. I don't want nothing.
Well,
so just for the record, I don't want my 5%.
I don't want to go that. Is that what the consensus is? 5%?
Go 5%?
Yes.
The 5%. Consensus is, I say no, but you know what?
5%.
I have to, I'm outnumbered, but my 5% will go to my assistant.
Fine.
You can
have it.
Okay. 5%.
No, 5%.
So
2.5%. And we'll be using equipment. If we have budget to fix it.
Hey, come on, work with them, baby.
Yes, ma'am. Judge, yes.
I just
want
to say.
Come over here, ma'am. I want to hear this.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And insurance,
ma'am. Exactly. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
You're right.
I'm glad I have a job.
I have an assistant that works very hard for everyone here in the county. And I cannot see that nowhere, just the 5%. And that's why I'm giving her my 5%, because she deserves it. Anyway, are we ready to adjourn?
Yes, right here.
Are we
Oh, sorry. What line item is that?
Line item 20, discuss, consider, and act on tax rate. If proposed tax rate will exceed the rollback rate or the effective tax rate, which is ever, whichever is lower, take record vote and schedule public hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all are going to 5 cents?
Uh-huh.
5% across the board. Okay, we're ready.
Okay, well, y'all just need to take the vote. That way we can, I can turn over the paperwork to the county clerk so that we can schedule the public hearings. What? Oh, the tax rate, I'm sorry. Well, it's gonna increase 5 cents. I don't have the actual individual tax rates yet, but it's gonna increase 5 cents.
No, 5 cents
total. 5 cents total. Yes.
Motion to increase.
By your judge.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, you know I will have to say it. Motion approved.
Thank you.
What else do we got? Huh? Motion to adjourn.
By your judge.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.